Very funny.
What?
And don't be stupid.
Exactly.
Two girls for every boy.
That is very funny.
What?
Why would that song be making some kind of a comeback?
What?
On this program.
What?
Take your bra off and take it off now.
Don't you do it!
Don't you do it!
Group. Sex. Group. Sex.
Come on, off.
Group.
Are you ready?
Sex.
Wow.
Song called. What the hell is that?
Hey, we had to dig deep today.
I bet.
Bunch of smart asses.
Bunch of goddamn smart asses. Ah, that's good. All right, how was your vacation?
Hey, welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
How was your vacation?
What?
Should I sheepishly deny it, or
could
I sheepishly...
A couple phone numbers. Yeah, we're back from vacation, and it seems like a lot of things happened while we were away.
What a great vacation. Wasn't it good?
Yeah.
Shut up. What a tool.
Yeah. Well, we really don't even have to give out the phone numbers today for some reason, Anthony.
Why is that? They just seem to be lighting up.
I think they've been waiting a week to talk to us.
Yes.
In New York, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including Philly!
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 I gotta tell you.
I'm hearing we're doing really, really well in Philly.
I'm hearing things.
We're hearing things about ratings and things.
A little bit. No, you made fun. You made fun. A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little more than a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I'm hearing through the grapevine.
Goddamn Philly.
Now, we don't know for sure because our company doesn't subscribe to the ratings anymore.
No, for some reason. I guess they're hashing that problem out.
But I guess Tim Sabian put his ear to the ground and he's hearing things.
Yeah.
He's hearing things about the ratings in Philly for the O&A show.
You know,
So if you're in Philly or anywhere else outside of New York, give us a call. 866-277-4. Wow. Wow, look at all the people that want to talk about the Oscars on the phone.
That must be it. The Oscars.
Yeah, the Oscars, Anthony. They switched our phones around since we've been
done.
Okay. We'll go over here. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What an appropriate song to start the show off with.
What? I don't understand what you're even talking about.
It's a little get you.
For every boy.
Anthony.
What?
You're worth $100 million?
Yeah, so,
wow.
So I've been told.
You guys made it a lot. You guys suck. See you later.
So I've been told.
The lies.
Oh, my God.
We'll get to the whole damn thing. Did you realize that you were worth $100 million, Anthony?
Opie, I still don't.
You're still wearing the same crappy sweater that when I found you 7 years ago.
I got the same sweater. I have my Swatch watch. I think even Opie wears a tag, and just because somebody gave it to him.
Oh, that's because Joey Paisano gave us tags.
I still have my Swatch. Look at my sneakers.
Dude.
I've had these for about 2 years.
There's no... Look at the bottom of your sneakers.
I know.
All you see is white because the tread has worn away.
$100 million.
$100 million. You can buy shoes every day.
Million dollars. And you know something? That only means that you, too, are worth $100 million. You are listening to $200 million worth of entertainment.
What a bunch of crap.
$200. A bargain at any price.
$100 million.
$100 million.
Why the hell am I still renting the top floor of a house?
Right.
What is wrong with me?
Yeah, why am I renting an apartment in Brooklyn? I'm renting an apartment in Brooklyn.
I think I got to go shop for a mansion or something.
A compound.
How about just a house in general?
You know what I saw? I saw something in the paper.
Dude,
that,
I rent the top half of a house, and I still can't get a hot shower, and
right.
I'm worth $100
million. $100
million. What am I doing?
I got pigeons that roost outside of my porch that I can't go out there. There's wild animals out on the little patio. But $100 million. I saw in the paper somebody was selling their house, and it was a house in Hollywood Hills, and it was $1.4 million, something like that. Beautiful thing. And I'm like, how many of these can I buy? You know, I could buy a whole neighborhood in the Hollywood Hills.
And let me tell you something. I was reading the articles over break when I was up in Killington skiing.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, wow, I'm worth $100 mil.
$100 mil.
First thought in my head, I could buy pretty much any PlayStation 2 game I want.
Pretty much. Maybe even two. $100 mil. Sea sucker.
Pete, what's up?
Yeah, listen, Anthony.
Yeah.
You are my hero.
Here we go.
Let me tell you something. I've been trying to get my wife to do what you got your wife to do. I've been trying for 10 years now.
Well,
then you dumped her.
If you have $100 million to spend,
you're blank.
Wait, you were still doing it.
You gotta watch the language.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. But man, you're my hero. I just had to call and tell you that, man. I don't know how you did it, but I wish I could do it.
All right, Pete.
I will say, of course.
No, you know what's funny about this?
Yeah.
No one outside New York has a clue what we're talking about yet.
No.
We'll get to it in a few minutes here.
It was in the... But just to address something quickly, that gentleman was talking about, Opie.
Yeah.
These allegations of certain things that happened...
Yeah.
...were... actually, yes, when I was a tin knocker, so it doesn't... It doesn't matter.
What?
It was when I was a tin knocker.
What happened?
These allegations, some of which ended up in two newspapers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
I'm just saying that there were, you know.
Things were going on before.
Things.
So this wasn't the first time things went on?
Oh, shut up. You know that.
Well, I got to play reporter here. Not talking to anyone else, but you'll talk to your pal.
Well.
Well, let's
not going to get into any details.
Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back.
All right.
Remember when you were in school and you play, you know, what did I do on my summer vacation?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering, maybe we can play a little game of what Anthony did in his little week off vacation.
Well, I was in court.
Really?
Really, you smartass.
Yes. Know how surreal it was? I was up in Killington, you know, doing some skiing and stuff. And in the morning, I'd go down the access road there to get my papers. And I'm reading the papers, drinking some coffee. There's a blizzard going on in Vermont. So I feel like I'm in another country. And also, I'm going through the Daily News, and the Post. And I see Anthony's picture, and I'm like... Wait a minute, I know that.
I know that guy.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God!
Hey, and I got one more little observation. You know that mafia guy, the chin, he walks around literally in his bathrobe and make people think he's crazy? Maybe that's what Anthony's doing with all the old clothes, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't want anyone let anyone in on the $100 million.
He still dresses better.
All right, Aaron.
Later, guys.
A couple more phone calls, and then we'll read. You know what, Ant? I think we should read the articles.
Yeah.
I think they came out a week ago tomorrow.
It was, yes, last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday.
And these articles.
I will read them word for word.
Oh, you will?
You have your little bell over there, and when you want to comment, you just bing, 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 and you can pipe in, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's the way to do this, right?
Sure.
And if they dump out down the hall, I swear to God, I'm getting off my chair, and I will punch you in your face,
Craig. Looking at what's dump-worthy.
There's a couple things they will dump out on.
Yeah?
Yes. Rick, go warn him now.
Where?
I will walk down the hall and punch him in the head if he dumps out of anything in this article today.
Oh, mentions of other programming?
Yeah.
Okay.
And warn Jeremy, too.
Yeah, this is, you know, let's not be ridiculous about what we can and can't say.
Bobby, what's going on?
Dude, what's going on? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Look, I got to tell you, what did I lick the other guy say? What I learned on my summer vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, you learned how to ski.
Yeah.
You learned how to give away half your money. And I gotta tell you, a poor little schmuck from Huntington, you knocked Ken, and you knocked somebody else apparently close to caution.
Shut up!
You are my hero, and now you're living in Bay Ridge. I love you.
Shut up!
I got some cool things I need to show you. Come on out for a beer.
All right.
I need some money, too.
All right.
Later,
boys.
All right.
Let's go to Tom.
This is all people commenting. We haven't even read the articles.
I know.
Tom, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Man. Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the most expensive threesome in the history of pie.
Bunch of asses.
And guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
getting Norton on us.
Where's Norton?
Is this true? I got audio of I got audio of Anthony leaving the courthouse last Monday afternoon.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. I heard you set up an orchestra right on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
In between the paparazzi that was.
Paparazzi.
And had paparazzi following him.
Just goes to show you how
paparazzi
oblivious I am. Because right when we were walking out of the courtroom, we'll get into all of this.
Everything.
When we get back. But I'm walking out of the courtroom with the ex. And we're walking down those huge steps. And if you've never seen the courthouse in New York City, it's the same one at the end of The Godfather. Where
Is it really the same one?
Yeah, where the guy, one of Corleone's guys, dressed like a cop, shoots the guy in the back, and he falls down the steps.
I didn't know that scene was...
Oh, that's those steps.
I didn't know that.
He had less pain in what happened to him in The Godfather rolling down those steps than I had walking down them.
Sean, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, guys, welcome back. All right. I was just going to tell Anthony, if he's worth $100 million, I think the next three-way he's going to have is going to be with the Olsen twins.
Ah-ho-ha. Too much. So, yeah, the cameras are going off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the ex goes, uh-oh. So I'm like, huh? What? And I see the cameras going. I turn around to see who's behind me that they're taking pictures of. I swear to God. I'm like, who's here? Must be a big case. Must be a big, important case.
You know what?
Click.
You and I really are clueless as far as what's going on with this radio show.
I completely agree with you.
We just think we're doing a radio show for a couple of our pals.
We got no clue.
A few of my friends from the Harbor Fields days.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. And a few people from my family listen a little bit here and there.
There are guys out front snapping pictures like madmen. And then we're walking down the sidewalk. They're following. And they're snapping pictures. And then they get in, like this one guy with a cane is walking by and he gets in the frame.
Right.
So the guy with the cane goes, don't take pictures of me, and hits the guy upside the head with his cane. But these photographers are so like used to now suing that they get away with anything. And they got balls. The guy's like, you mother effer. Hit me again, son of a bitch. He's cursing at him. And I'm just like smiling. I don't care. You know, walking to the point where the photographers, when they finally got done at the end of the block, went, all right, thanks, man. I'm like, yeah, okay. Could have pulled the Sean Penn, you know, and grabbed the camera.
That's funny.
I didn't want to end up back in the court building giving away any more money.
We'll tell you guys this much. Anthony is a free man after
right.
How many years? I don't even know how many years it's been.
This went on for...
Two and a half years.
Two and a half years.
You are finally divorced, my friend.
2.5 years.
Are we supposed to throw you a party or something?
We could have one.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, we could have some kind
of a little
party.
Am I like the best man for your divorce party? Am I supposed to do something here?
Yeah, you could. I don't know.
We gotta
get him a Yeah. No, I think that's done. Thank you. I'm. You know something? I crack the papers open and I start reading. And I'm like, you know, all right, there are some things in here that are a little racy. But then I'm thinking,
I was thinking more saucy.
Saucy. Little scandal.
There's some scandal and some sauce.
Another Long Island-based sex scandal.
A little
like
saucy.
Joey Buttafuoco. Yeah, I came out with my Joey Buttafuoco pants to comment to the press. But I'm thinking, like, you know something, we do this show. It's not like we do a right-wing political program. So, you know, I think it's almost expected of us clowns and the people that listen to this show. But then I'm reading going, oh, my God, could you imagine having to read something like, young boys or, you know, men coming in there. Like, how do you come back to your show after it's like, yes, there were three men in the bed? Like, how do you come back from that? You just leave the planet.
Instead.
Two girls for every boy.
Tony, what's going on?
You can handle those comments.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, man. Don't sweat it. To quote Rodney from Back to School, do you feel like you just got paroled?
Yeah.
100 million, my ass.
100 mil. Yeah.
And please. Punch that fat bastard attorney of his right in his fat gizzard neck.
Gizzard neck.
You rule, brother.
All right, Tony.
Shut up.
Let's go to Lewis. Lewis.
Hey, dudes.
Yeah.
Anthony's name is now, hi, I'm Elmer J. Cumia. I own a mansion and a yacht.
Again.
I'm Elmer J. Cumia, millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
Again.
Hi, I'm Elmer J. Cumia. I'm a millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
Again. I love that one.
Hey, dude, you want to do something for Anthony, Opie?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, you want to do something for Anthony?
Yeah.
Give him back some of his money, you cheap bastard.
Well, we're worth $100 million.
100 mil.
100 million. Boy, 100 million and living in a treehouse. Who'd have thought it?
Which means my mansion will be twice as big as Anthony.
Right.
Hi, I'm Elmer J. Cumia. I'm a millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
Lewis, you're funny. You're funny. Don't.
Bye, bye, dude.
Look at Matt from Philly. Everyone from the other cities going, What happened?
We'll tell you. We're gonna read the articles in a couple minutes here. Chris, what's up?
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Hey,
Anthony. I need some advice.
All right.
How do I get my wife to bring a second girl into the bedroom? Oh, and listen, guys, I got a question.
Jackass.
Is there going to be a line of HVAC vans going to the divorce party?
Two girls for every boy.
Later, guys.
All right.
Allegations.
No one wants to talk to me today. Steve? Steve?
Steve.
Steve, you're on the air.
Is your name Steve?
Says, can I talk to Hugh Hefner?
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Very funny.
Oh, well. All right, let's go to Richie. Richie, what's going on?
Yeah, I want to congratulate Anthony on his divorce.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm also wondering, is he going to be on that program, The Bachelor, tonight?
See, we figured we'd give the listeners the first shot before we read the articles, because I knew they'd have some good stuff today.
Hey, Ant. You would think with $100 million, you could have picked a better sweater to wear to court.
Sweater?
How long till Old Dirty shows up for a loan?
Let me explain something about what you were wearing in the shots that the paparazzi took.
Yes.
It was your NBC jacket that we got for free when we were doing the XFL thing, because we showed up at Giant Stadium to tape a piece for the XFL game day. And McMahon there.
Uh-huh. Vince?
No, Shane. Jeez, I just had a brain fart.
Shane O'Mac
saw us and goes, dude, you guys can't take TV looking like that. So he ran and got us those jackets.
Yes.
You've been wearing it ever since.
Well, yeah. It's nice, comfy, warm. And when I finally noticed they were taking pictures of me, like, it went through my head, you know, I don't want the people that own this company, which is CBS, to see me wearing an NBC jacket. So I kind of flipped, like, the thing around a little bit.
No,
and it showed my cheap sweater.
You could still tell that it was the NBC.
I know. What are you going to do? Like I said, I don't have a clue. I'm a loser. What can I say?
George, what's going on?
Over there. Welcome back, guys.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Anthony, I got one question.
Yeah.
So you're going to resurrect two for Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday.
You're very fine.
All right, shut up. Dr. Martin Luther King checking in. Yes.
Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Thank you, doctor.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Since you're, like, so rich and famous, can I borrow $200 till I get my check?
No problem. Come on by.
Cool.
All right, bro. That's funny. Peter?
Hello?
Yes. Can we celebrate with a box of wine? Listen, I got another idea for you. How about some cleaning stuff to get the stink of her out of your system? I'm the cleaning guy. What's the cleaning stuff?
Just imagine how big a box of wine you could buy.
Oh, my God. One the size of the refrigerator. I'd have to take all the shelves out and just shove the box of wine in. Yeah. Jeez, man.
All right. Well, why don't we take a break? Yeah, we'll read the articles. We got two to read, and then Ant will comment.
Been a very, very interesting week.
Everyone else started their radio show today talking about the Oscars, but this is way more important.
Oh, believe me, after this, we have plenty of your Oscar talk. I think we're your Oscar show.
We are the official Oscar show, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
I'll tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. Something really big happened at the Oscars last night.
Oh, really?
Really big. I can't really figure it out, but I think, I think black people could now vote.
Was that what happened?
Something big happened.
It was something important. I realize that.
It's either black people can vote now or they don't have to sit in the back of the bus anymore.
It was some kind of huge racial
something really big
victory
happened
there. Okay.
Maybe we could get Earl in here to explain why it's such a big deal.
Well, I can't wait.
He'll do it out of order.
Don't even get me started. That's why Ant and I hate taking vacation, because no matter who is left back at the station, always F's up our show. Supposedly, what, 55-gallon drum challenge that re-ran Friday?
Yeah.
Earl's playing segments out of place. Backwards. Holy yes. That's what we need to hear when we get back from vacation.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue next, right, Ant?
Right.
We've left out the entire country except for New York.
I know.
We'll explain what happened with Anthony to the rest of the country in a couple minutes with these little newspaper articles, okay?
Great. Have you ever seen the people that listen to the show?
Obie and Anthony.
Toothless, drunken, white trash.
Hi, you guys are old.
Here comes the... Ready and now.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony show. Back from vacation. Phone's ringing like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Get Earl in here real fast.
Earl.
If you're just tuning in, after 2.5 years, Anthony is a free man. He's,
Yes, the divorce is done.
The divorce is final.
So it's a happy day. Relatively speaking.
We got to ask Earl a couple things real fast.
First, if I may, Opie, on behalf of the program, and I hope everyone's in agreement with me here, Earl, I want to congratulate you on the Oscars last night. I have no reason why I feel I should congratulate Earl and all the black people that I know, but for some reason it just seems like something I could do. You know, with Sidney Poitier getting his Lifetime Achievement Oscar and
Denzel
and Halle Berry. It just seems to me like it's a great day to be an African-American.
Earl, do you really think Denzel Washington should have won Best Actor?
No.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Crowe was unbelievable in that movie, but yes. I think he's such a douchebag that they didn't want to give it to him.
Yes.
He spent the whole Oscars telecast, by the way, trying to pick up women. Anyone else notice that?
Chicks. He presented to Halle Berry.
Right.
And when she finally got off the stage after the speech, but we have clips of him. We'll go into it later. He gives her a hug and starts talking to her. Who isn't watching going, oh, boy, here he goes. She's going to be the next one. You're just thinking, because this guy's just banged everything in Hollywood.
Right.
Come up to me room.
So Earl, could you explain what happened with Halle Berry?
Oh, she was a mess. She was a complete mess. Mess.
But I don't understand what she was getting at last night.
Yeah, what was the...
what's the big deal?
Well, she's the first black actress to win the Academy Award.
So?
For Best Actress.
And why is that a big deal?
I can understand
the first one.
I can understand
No black actress has ever won the Academy Award.
I could understand milestones. Zopi was saying before, things like voting, equal rights as far as drinking fountains, eating, and buses go. You know, the freedom to go out on the street and not be hit by
I was confused.
Tons of water pressure. Right. You know, things like that I understand are complete victories for civil rights.
I was confused because I tuned in as she was going through that spiel. I didn't know she won an award. I thought we had to get rid of half the fountains in New York.
Oh, God. Now that I must ring a bell for.
I thought something really big was going on. Earl, are you guys allowed to vote now?
Opie. I believe they have been allowed to vote for a while. Well, Earl, when was the black man given the vote?
Do you remember? Voting Rights Act of 1964.
64.
64,
You
cannot discriminate based on...
Wow. That's something.
Ethnicity.
How about that?
So she was the first one to win.
First black actress to win. Mm-hmm.
But she's not that black.
Yeah, now we got to go into this.
It's not like the mom from What's Happening won the best actress.
Or good times.
I didn't see Florida sitting there. My baby won the Oscar.
I think it would have been very impressive for your people, Earl.
Your peeps.
If she was ultra black.
Right.
Her mom is whiter than my mom.
Yeah. She is.
But she doesn't want to acknowledge that fact.
Why
Irish.
Why
don't she get up there and say, hey, it was all the white that's in me that made me such a great actress. Uh-oh.
I don't know. Why
do they always have to lean the black way when they're half and half, Earl?
Did you see her thanking her mom?
Oh, glory be, I can't believe me little girl won. Don't you know? It's a proud moment for the family, for the whole family.
That's what she looked like. She's all rosy red.
I didn't know her mother was glory be. That light and complexion.
Her mom, I'm not joking. Her mom is whiter than my mom.
Her mom, whiter than Sidney Poitier's wife.
Right.
Who I thought, up to that point, had been the whitest woman I'd seen on the Oscars so far.
Wow.
Sidney Poitier. Breaking down the barriers.
Can't we enjoy
Sidney Poitier.
I thought that was Nelson Mandela. I thought he went into acting.
No, that's distinguished actor Sidney Poitier.
I look like Nelson Mandela.
Got a Lifetime Achievement Award, and wow, he got the wife, and he got the children there. The girls, very pretty girls.
Yeah, he has a couple of daughters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sugar.
But did Denzel deserve the win? I didn't think so.
No, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
He was really unbelievable in Beautiful Mind.
Enough with Russell Crowe, though. Jesus Christ.
All right, Earl. Well, congratulations, I guess.
I don't know what for.
I don't either, but I feel now, you know, you look at the goddamn newspapers, I feel like something huge was overcame.
Oh, Earl, congratulations, by the way. Your movie won that you starred in for Best Animation.
Oh,
Shrek.
That's
all
I can think about.
Where's Donkey?
Adam, what's going on?
Oh, and hey, how you doing? Listen, Halle Berry is white. She's not black. She's awful. And she's Esther Rolle is black. Esther Rolle. She's black. Yeah. Halle Berry is just as much black as she is white. She's right in the middle. She's not one or the other.
And Ed brought up a good point in the back office with Sidney Poitier.
Poitier. He gave speech.
Gave a very nice speech.
You notice how everyone was overpronouncing Poitier.
Sidney Poitier. I appreciate the efforts of our fine African actor, Sidney Poitier.
And then he's thanking all the black actors that came before him.
Right. See, that's the thing you got to do. Now, Sidney Poitier worked with many white actors. He was that crossover actor, the one that really did. He was a mainstream leading man, and he was a black man. Right, Earl?
Yes.
You could call me on anything I'm saying. So he pretty much made his bones acting with a lot of white people, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
But he gets up there, and then you have to identify and treat with respect some of the actors that came before you that were pretty much stereotyped and cast in the traditional stereotypical black roles of a mammy or a tap dancer.
Well, porter.
They showed
a
some
porter.
Like that. So when he gets up there and talks about, you know, Rod Steiger and working with that, and then, you know, but you can't forget about, you know, old Chicken Bone Johnson who came before. Remember old Chicken Bone Johnson and Fat Back Ned. Remember Fat Back Ned and Chitlin' Charles I worked with back in 1940. I want to identify these people and realize they made a sacrifice and opened the door for me, Sidney Poitier. Don't forget about Sidney Potato Latte. Don't forget about Papa Fried Jones.
Ah.
I remember working in the early days before the big crossover was made with Big Johnson Johnson. Yes.
Let's go to Mike. I think Mike's pissed at us.
Conroy Cracklin' Corn Corrigan. You know, you gotta give respect to the people that came before you, and I appreciated that. Sitting there, Portolatolito.
Don't forget about Collie Green Earl.
I remember.
Why do you have to do that, Earl? We got it. He was a pioneer.
I remember Bill Bullweevil Johnson.
Bojangles.
The Bullweevil, the little critters that lived in the cotton. All right, Mike, what's going on?
My two favorite crackers. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Hey. What's up?
What's up, Mike?
What's going on? Listen, I love you guys. I can't get mad. I'll call Matt. But then he went on that rave, and I can't even be mad at him because I know people with that name.
Oh, yeah?
Jimmy Pinto Bean Johnson. Richard Black Eyed Pea Jackson.
Yeah, you got to adopt some type of food product to your name.
Yeah, Timmy Back Jenkins, all them people. No,
I remember Henry Holler Melon Johnson. We call him that because he used to holler a melon.
Hey, Andy, cut it out, man. I'm trying to be mad at you. Now, cut it out.
I remember Jimmy Candy Yam Conroy. I remember old Candy Yam back before the doors were brought down.
Don't forget, Cotton Club Joe.
Yeah.
Nah, but listen, Halle Berry is black. Don't deny it. She's black. I mean, she had the white mother thing kind of threw me off. I was like, wait a minute,
Mike,
that woman out there.
Mike, her mom was very white.
Yo, her mom was transparent.
Exactly. Her mom is really whiter than my mom.
And it was very, you know, but honestly, if you'd have brought her home to dinner, you know, they'd be like, hey, who this black woman you bringing to dinner?
You think?
So that's why they keep calling her black. I mean, she get pulled over. Well, let's not bring up the pulled over thing.
Yeah, well, her driving's a little.
Well, that's how you know she's a black woman, because black women can't drive.
Oh, wow.
Hey, what? I ain't saying to say it.
It's not like Halle Berry's like Jackie Robinson. No.
Yeah, or Jackie Joyner Kersee, but
oh,
hey.
A good friend of mine, Tyrone Pitfeet Johnson, who I acted with before Rod Steiger.
I can't even
they
be mad.
They call me Tenderloin Tibbs.
Hey, Anthony's a free man. Go ahead, bro. Let it go.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Yo, man, y'all be easy. I'm going to list myself on the radio, you cool.
Thanks, man.
By the way, are a lot of people saying you don't know crap about the black culture.
Uh-oh.
Blacks technically got the right to vote around 1870 with the 15th Amendment, Earl.
I heard it was the 14th. I don't know, but then they ended in 60.
The voting rights.
No, you know what it was? It was that a lot of people were saying, all right, boy, you got the right to vote.
But you can't
but
vote
you
here.
Come in here and you're going to have yourself a heap of trouble, boy. You know how it was back then, Earl, right?
Jason from Park Ridge, New Jersey writes, shouldn't Halle Berry be known as the first zebra to win an Oscar?
Oh, God. Stop it.
All right, so there you have it. Halle Berry, Anthony.
I don't care. I remember working with Bobby Bread Pudding Biggins back in 1945. Breaking down the doors.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Call Kool-Aid Curtis.
All right.
Listen, I read the papers this morning. I'm a cop. I thought, with all the black thing going on, we weren't allowed to lock black people up anymore.
Oh, stop it. Why the hell does it have to take this
turn? It always has to go there.
You know, we tread the line. We're talking about this in an open fashion.
That's why we're worth $100 million
each. Right.
We know how far to take it.
But it was very nice seeing that fine actor, Sidney Poitatate, up giving a very eloquent speech.
Jay, what's going on?
Anthony, forgetting the whole blind line, blind Chitlin' Melon, blind Cracklin' Lightning,
well, that's,
Lightning Joel, come on.
That's this formula that says that the old-time black jazz singers or blues singers and actors had to have some affliction, like a disease, a food, and then a name. So, you know.
Yeah, try it at home.
It would be something like tuberculosis ribs Johnson.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, Halle Berry. Did you see Nicole Kidman's face when she won the award?
Shoeless so Ham Hock Harris. Although being shoeless ain't no affliction. Unless you're walking on sharp pebbles.
And the Lightning. The Lightning series, too.
Yeah. All right. Take care, guys. Thank you, Jack. Cotton picker Calhoun's calling in, Anthony. What the hell did we do to him?
Yes, sir.
Shut up.
I just wanted to be wishing a big congratulations to our man there. It's a testament to how far we come now. And he got the white wife next to her.
I don't believe this is a black gentleman.
I think he's joking.
I think we're being fooled.
Yeah. I think it's a goof.
Jesus, Rick. You sure know how to put the brakes on everything.
Hey, look at the one Rick's holding up.
Hey, where's the Halle Berry speech?
Yeah, we got to hear that.
Yes. Sydney Protatorosity Protractor.
All right, why don't we play the Halle Berry speech? Aren't we supposed to talk about your divorce?
Yeah, I know. We got sidetracked again. We got articles to read about this.
All right, well, we got to play the Halle Berry speech, Anthony. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I was looking down at one of the articles that were written on my little divorce there.
Yeah.
And I just saw some words. Like, key words get me.
Like what?
I don't remember.
Yeah, things like that.
I have an explanation for that. Thank you.
Yeah, wait. Because
yes, I don't recall. All of a sudden, I turned into Reagan on the stand. Yes. Well, it was me, Mommy, and Charo.
The instant feedback going crazy about your divorce, Dan from Yonkers. Which took longer to get, divorce or syndication? Just wondering. And then Dan from Hoboken. If you have a divorce party for Anthony, will he remember the date of it?
Shut up, jackass! I can explain that. Please.
Yes. I don't recall. When? Who? Who's Nancy?
All right. Well, it was a big moment at the Oscars, so why don't we finish?
Yes.
We'll finish up with Halle Berry, and we'll get to the anti-divorce thing, okay?
Okay. So Halle Berry.
We'll play this from last night.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to go into the other highlights about the Oscars, too, man.
Oh, some of the clothing, of course.
Uma Thurman looked like she was going to breastfeed the entire audience.
Did you see that globe? That globe just falling out? Like, who knew she had very nice canage?
And I think Ethan Hawke is breastfeeding because you see the side of his
Yeah, what
face?
Happened there? What happened?
Did he take a boob to the face or something?
He got clocked in the side of the head. What's that about?
I don't know. And then the most horrific scene at the Oscars last night, Gwyneth Paltrow. What the F?
She doesn't have big breasts, right?
We all know that.
But which is fine.
That's why Brad Pitt broke up with her, by the way.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
He wanted the big Jennifer Aniston ones?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
So the last thing she should do, and believe me, I'm no fashion expert, is wear something that... First of all, it compressed the top of her
breast. At least you weren't slouching as you walked out of the courtroom.
No, no. Try not to slouch. She slouched, and then she had like this thing. It was pushing the top of her boobs, made a big dent in them, and made them look even flatter and flabbier.
She had fried eggs.
They were awful.
They were fried eggs.
Ugh.
Over easy kind of thing.
Yeah.
With the runny yolk.
Ugh.
And then she was slouched forward. She has old lady calcium deficiency
back. She does. She's got like that calcium disease.
Yeah, very good, Rick.
Eesh.
That was horrific. What was she thinking?
That but it could have was that surpassed by Jennifer Connelly's mustache? Because that surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah, she went down on my hotness meter last night.
You know, it's you go to the Oscar, bitch, shave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You might win.
She had, like, a mustache.
But what made up for it was Cameron Diaz's nip.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
Anyone else notice how the director's in another room going,
panning,
pan in as fast as you can and make sure it's not noticeable.
Yeah, at one point it was just her big head on the screen.
Right. All right, here's the Halle Berry speech.
Halle Berry winning for Best Actress.
Do you have your clips ready?
For,
what? What?
For, what was it? Monsters, Inc.?
Ball. No.
Monsters Ball. I know. Shut up.
Was she good in Monsters Ball, Earl?
Yeah, she was really good. The movie's very good.
Good movie, right?
And she's naked in the movie.
Ah, well, that's an Oscar-worthy right there.
Sex with a white man.
Mm-hmm. So she wins.
Dan from Hoboken writes, did Halle Berry really mention Jada Pinkett and that chick from House Stella got her groove back as great actresses?
All right. Just before Best Actor category, Will Smith disappeared and Ethan Hawke developed a big bruise on the side of his face. Coincidence?
Why would they be fighting? Am I missing something?
Ethan Hawke and Will Smith got into it backstage. That's why they didn't show Will during the Best Actor Award, only a picture of him. Interesting. Is this really a story?
No, the picture of him was because, what did he call it? He was in makeup for the Muhammad Ali thing, so they just showed a picture of him attached to the thing.
No.
That sounds silly.
No, Rick.
Rick, that sounds silly.
No, they had a picture of Will Smith because he wasn't in the audience anymore.
Yeah.
They always show the live actor in the audience.
Right.
Definitely.
Mmm. Good Hollywood dirt.
All right, here's Halle Berry. This was a huge moment last night, I guess.
Oh, it goes on and on, too. Who wasn't cringing like, oh, they're going to start the music? They're going to start the shut the F up, we're going to commercial music. Right. Halle Berry.
I'm sorry.
Nigga, please.
You cannot talk to me. What about
you? So much bigger than me. This moment is for Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, Diane Carroll.
Isn't Tom Joy hitting you?
The women that stand beside me, Jada Pinkett, Angela Bassett.
Suck it!
And it's for every nameless, faceless woman of color.
What?
That now has a chance because this door tonight has been opened.
What door?
Ooh, I'm calling you, lady.
I'm so honored to thank the Academy for choosing me to be the vessel, but which is blessing my flow. Thank you.
Sweet, I want to thank merciful crap.
My manager, Vincent Cerenzione. He's been with me for 12 long years, and you've fought every fight. And you've loved me when I've been up, but more importantly, you've loved me when I've been down.
Well, calm down,
You have been
huh?
a manager, a friend, and the only father I've ever known. Really, I love you so much. I want to thank my mom, who's given me the strength to fight every single day to be who I want to be and to give me the courage to dream.
Let's go while we're young.
This dream might be happening and possible for me. I love you, Mom, so much. Thank you. My husband,
you're a girl.
Who is just the joy of my life. And India, thank you for giving me peace. Because only with the peace that you've brought me have I been allowed to go to places that I never even knew I could go.
Thank you.
I love you in India.
You're right, it's all.
I want to thank Lionsgate. Thank you. Mike Pasternak, Tom Ortenberg, for making sure everybody knew about this little tiny movie. Thank you for believing in me. Our director, Mark Forrester, your genius.
Go F yourself!
This movie-making experience was magical.
Wish somebody put this retard out of his misery.
Because of you.
Georgia!
You believed in me, you trusted me, and you gently guided me to very scary places. Thank you.
I want to thank Ivana Chubbuck.
Okay, terrific.
I could have never figured out who the heck this lady was without
okay,
you.
Okay, terrific.
I love you. Thank you. I want to thank Lee Daniels, our producer. Thank you for giving me this chance, for believing that I could do it. And now tonight, I have this. Thank you. I want to thank my agent, CAA, Josh Lieberman, especially. I have to thank my agent, Kevin Uvang. Thank you. Thank you for never kicking me out and sending me somewhere else. Thank you.
You use your tongue for $20.
I people that I know I need to thank. My lawyers, Neil Meyer. Thank you. Okay, wait a minute. I got to take the 74 years here. Okay, I got to take this time. I got to thank my lawyer, Neil Meyer, for making this deal. Doug Stone. I need to thank, lastly, not leastly, I have to thank Spike Lee for putting me in my very first film and believing in me. Oprah Winfrey for being the best role model any girl can have. Joel Silver, thank you. And thank you to Warren Beatty. Thank you so much for being my mentors and believing in me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You gonna kiss my ass or not?
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
Stay out the bushes.
Come on. Do it. Do it. Come on. Come on. Kill me. I'm here. Kill me. I'm here. Kill me. Come on. Kill me. I'm here. Come on. Do it now. Kill me.
That's how I felt, man. Kill me.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
We're on your side, Hallie.
They completely lose any perspective on what the hell is important in life. Like, it's a big moment for you. Everyone that loses their effing mind up there, it's a big moment for you, you know? Keep it in perspective. You get up there, is there anybody here? Oh, it's like, no one watching. I like the people that could get up there and go, hey, you know, this is great, man. Just got up, did a movie, and I won this. Thank you. You know, just easy. That speech went on. How long was that?
Four and a half minutes.
Oh, God. How long was Denzel's?
He was pretty casual.
Probably told him, cut it short. The bitch took up all your time.
You know what? Someone's going to get pissed, but this is exactly what I was thinking, too, last night. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Halle Berry was crying so much, I didn't know if she won an Oscar or if she was raped by a white guy.
Oh, God damn it. I swear, though, I was like, did something happen to her in the bathroom? What happened?
Yes.
Hello?
Sean, what's going on?
What's up, man? Why don't y'all bring up Woody Allen and his wife, man? His daughter?
Hold on. Woody Allen, first of all, was hilarious last night, but the whole time you're thinking about, you know, he married his daughter, basically.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
You know that clip of Halle Berry like crying like that was eerily reminiscent of me walking out of the courtroom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Wait, shut up, Demi! Shut up, Demi!
Very happy to be here.
Could you shut up?
Quiet. You'll see the
letters above again. They're all pink on the inside.
Funny. Very nice. Welcome back.
Two girls for every. Two girls for every boy.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Can we get into the saucy material next?
It's a little saucy, a little racy. Should we have a disclaimer for the parents that are out there listening with young children, perhaps some...
If you don't want to hear about aunt's divorce, you're going to want to turn off the radio right now.
Please. Yes, yes.
I'm going to read the articles next, Anthony.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No more tangents, okay? We got to promise. We got to promise our audience.
I know.
No more tangents.
And did anybody see the after Oscar party with The View? Oh, my the God. Girls from The View? I hadn't watched The View in quite some time. And we always goof on Star Jones, the size of Star Jones. But when she was sitting on the couch, they had all of them in these black dresses. Like, look, it's the Oscars and we're getting all dressed up. So they're all in these black dresses. And the rest of the hags that do the show, you know, at least their dress is sleek on their frail frames. And the dink didn't look bad. What's her name there? Lisa Ling.
Oh, Lisa Ling. Yeah.
She looked pretty good. But then Star Jones is sprawled out on a couch with other people. I swear to God, and this is no joke, all I could think of was the scene with that little creature crawling all over Jabba the Hutt. Like Jabba's just sitting there, and you can't take your eyes off Jabba because Jabba's huge. And then, like everyone else, was that little creature that would run all over Jabba. I swear to God, there was one of those little friggin' birds at the beach that end up on the hippo's back picking mites off of them or something.
And I got some audio of Star Jones.
Ready?
Forever, I'll do what I want. I'll do what I want.
Great South Park.
I just hope Star Jones sweats sometime soon so she doesn't explode.
Oh, she was sitting there on the couch. Every time they went to her, you gasped and went, oh, my God, that is a huge, giant woman.
Someone get her on a treadmill before she explodes. She needs to sweat. Oof. All right. Wow, JR is going to yell at us. JR, what's wrong?
Yo, man, I mean, how could y'all diss Halle Berry? Y'all got to understand, it's been 74 years. She's the first black woman that ever won an Academy Award. So I think after 74 years, she deserved 5 minutes to express how she felt.
I haven't been keeping track. I just I think she should have won because she did a good job with that.
But
movie.
I'm saying last year when Julia Roberts won, I didn't hear y'all dissing her. I listened to y'all all the time.
Oh, please grab the tape.
I didn't hear y'all dissing her at all about the speech she made.
JR, grab the tape of last year's show. We rag her on a daily basis
with that big mouth,
with a huge horse mouth. Now maybe it was cute ones, not anymore. Her and the golf ball eyed Susan Sarandon. We goof on her all the time.
Don't worry, JR. We even make fun of Whitey, too.
We make fun of Whitey
but I'm just
a
saying,
lot more
this
than
is like
a,
that was like historical. You know, a black actor and a white actor,
JR,
they both won it. I know a lot of the white people in the audience was pissed off. Russell Crowe was pissed off.
Who cares?
Russell Crowe is pissed off every day of his life.
I'll tell you this much.
Halle Berry, what an effing body.
God damn!
I love y'all guys anyway, but I was just pissed off because y'all was hating on her because she won. That's all.
No. We ain't a player hater. We're player participators.
It's just, it was weird, though, to see Halle Berry's mom in the audience. Oh,
yeah.
JR's listening to himself
now.
Yeah,
he's listening.
He doesn't care. He just wants to be on the radio.
I am so very proud of you, me daughter. What a great job you done, winning the Oscar and all. Get me a drink, don't you know?
I did say that. Halle Berry's mom looks like Judi Dench. All right. See, now everyone wants
people
to talk about Oscars.
People get very, very upset.
We'll get back to the Oscars, Anthony, but we got to do your thing next, okay?
Ah, great.
I will read both articles. You got your little bell over there, and when you want to comment, you comment.
Okay? All right.
All right, we'll do that next. Aunt's divorce, next.
You guys are mean.
Which softened on delivery, my friend?
Kids. I want porno on my TV. I want violent video games. I want violence on TV. I don't want to take it off because you had kids. All you people with your children make me effing sick.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
We're psychotic.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. A couple phone numbers in the New York area. 877-692-1027. Anywhere else outside of New York, including Philly! We're hearing things about Philly once again.
Good things, a little bit. You know, you make fun, a little bit.
We're a little more gooder than we were last month, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Don't have details because the company doesn't subscribe to ratings anymore.
Yeah, for some reason. I hope that's remedied soon.
Thank God they don't subscribe to ratings anymore.
Yeah.
But if you're in Philly or somewhere else outside of New York, here's the number for you. 866-277-4WOW. Finally, we can read the articles and get into Anthony's divorce.
Yes,
after 2.5 years, Anthony is a free man.
2.5 years in the making. But,
Hold on,
just 2 seconds. I don't want to kill everybody on this, but I got to find out what is going on here online, too. Come on, there's plenty of time for me in the barrel, believe me. But when I look up and see Carl says, saw Opie and Sandy on Kiss Cam at the Islander game.
What?
What?
What is that?
So anyway,
what is it? Anthony, while we were on vacation.
No.
What? What?
I want to talk to Carl about you on the Kiss Cam. Where is Carl? Hey, Carl.
Guys.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
I was at
the Islander game this weekend, and I saw some guy in a suede jacket with long blonde hair.
Yeah.
He was on the Kiss Cam, and he was kissing Rick's sister. I think it was Opie. He said right behind the net, right? Right at the glass? I think it was you. I don't know. I know you guys you've been wrecking on Anthony there with the divorce, but that was pretty gay. That's cute. You tell them to watch you on camera, or they just got you?
I think that was one of my brothers. We all look alike.
Yeah. What is the Kiss Cam, though? What is it?
What?
What is the Kiss Cam?
What?
Rick, do you know what this is? Because Obi's not going
to
tell me.
Is that supposed to be sexy?
What does it look like?
Oh, Rick, your mic's not on. Usually I know when to turn your mic on.
Ah. What does it look like?
Hold on.
You know the big boards they have at stadiums and all that stuff?
Uh-huh. Look, you're so mad. Yeah.
Stop. It's not about me.
I just want to know what the Kiss Cam is. What does it look like? It's got to be on the big jumbotron, the big screen that they have at the stadium.
And they have cameras panning the audience constantly.
All right. I can totally picture it. Anyone who's been to a game has seen this.
Like you see like the Budweiser fan of the game.
Right.
And they put this wacky looking person up there.
Look at him. Hey, there's a big fan. He's got the hat on and his shirt's off and he's woo. But he can't seem to find the camera until the last minute right when they cut away.
Well, this one is filled with a heart.
Oh, is it a cheap, like, a bad wedding video graphic?
That or like a Valentine's card. Big Valentine's card. Or like a big pumpkin or something with a cutout.
Oh, pumpkin, I get it. A pumpkin joke.
All right, I'll bring it
in March.
Do I make you horny?
What? So it's the heart.
Right.
And then
put couples in there. Happy and love couples.
So couples that are at the game go in the heart. They put you on video and you're in the heart on the big screen.
And they freeze it there for the entire crowd to see.
Oh, they freeze.
It's a big heart on the jumbotron. And then the cameraman, they pick out couples, Anthony.
Right.
Too bad you can't do the Kiss Cam. Can't get three on the jumbotron.
Oh, shut up, you dick.
Hey, at least he didn't bring Gary with him that game.
This one's just for couples.
Yeah, imagine if you'd have brought Gary to that game.
I hope he's a young boy. And then they go from like couple to couple, and then they put you on the spot, and you can either be a deke.
Yeah.
Or you can, like, you know, do a little peck thing. And sometimes they get really funny and they put two guys on the jumbotron. Oh, and then what are you going to do?
And the whole audience wonders if those two are going to kiss.
Sometimes, you know, they think they got a couple, but it turns out to be a brother and sister.
Oh, and they're not going to kiss.
Not in public, anyway.
So you're there on the...
Yeah, it was on the Kiss Cam at the Islander game on, I don't know, what they, When was the Wild game? Saturday,
is the tie-in with one of the Kiss radio stations?
No.
Okay. No, so maybe that would have been an ironic little twist to the whole thing.
No.
Look, Opie's on a different station's little promotional device.
No.
Then they could have, like, you know, every city has a jamming station. You get it. You got to jam your schlong home on the camera.
I hear we lost our jamming station here in New York.
Yeah?
Or did we gain one?
No, they just flipped.
They flipped to what?
Hip-hop.
But wasn't that was jamming?
Yeah.
So now it's hip-hop with a different name? Oh. All right. Good luck to you. Dan, can I read the articles, please?
Well, I guess we're to that portion of the program.
Oh, my God. What is this about? Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Opie. One more for Opie.
Yeah.
Hey, Opie, what do they spell out that copy for you phonetically when you read those things for the commercials? You're, like, pronouncing every little syllable.
Because I hate doing those things.
They're making you do them now, though, aren't they?
Yeah, and what happens is, you know, they're going to realize how bad the acting is, and they're going to get someone else to do it.
All right, well, you're getting
there. I'm a smart man.
You're getting there, then. They should take them off really quick for you.
They're horrible. The latest one that we did for Hotwire, we love Hotwire, but they give us these scripts. We're not actors like Halle Berry.
Like Halle Berry and Denzel Washington. We should have our own Earl now that all the doors have been broken down. We'll have Earl do some of the commercials, and he can start acting in them. Maybe win an award.
Yeah, just sit back and laugh at our commercial reads.
You should do the Spanish ones, though, Opie.
Well, if they were smart, they would let us do it live, because for some reason they work a little better live.
Hey, were you kissing
later
when they got you on the kiss cam? Like, did they freeze it in mid-kiss?
I don't know what happened.
You know what happened.
No, I really
stop
don't.
It.
I didn't look up at the Jumbotron.
You didn't look at your faces on
no,
the kiss cam?
I didn't want to look at my face.
So you aren't sure? Did they freeze it during, like, a...
this ass...
like a little pucker?
This ass-wipe cameraman.
Ass-wipe.
We sit down low, and every game, he's trying to get me on the stupid kiss cam.
Kiss
and
cam.
Every time, I'm like, no, I don't want to be on the kiss cam.
Right.
This time around, he, you know, he surprised
got
me.
Got you on the kiss cam. Look at this, Frank Renan. So what if Opie and Sandy were on the kiss cam at the Coliseum? Ant was on the taking it up the A on divorce court cam on Monday.
You jackass.
They freeze frame me crying.
Hey, Ope, what's next? Wedding proposal during Scoro?
Scoro!
Joe One Leg from Jersey. You have been tall.
Scoro.
Very nice, yeah. All right. Why is it about me?
It's not.
It's not about me today, Anthony.
No, it's about the Oscars. No?
No.
Damn it.
You're avoiding the inevitable here.
Trying.
I know. We're trying to get to 520. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I was just wondering if these articles fall into the bitches that'll get you category.
Could be a bitches that'll get you, sucks to be you, unlucky lottery, possibly.
Yeah, one of those.
All right. Right.
All right, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Are you ready, Ian?
A little play on words are really funny. Jock shocks in court. I see that headline. Play on the whole shock jock thing, Opie. Look, they turned it around. Jock shocks in court. Instead of shock jock. What's shocking that's going on? Shocking. Mm-hmm. 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 All right. Then we got...
It's a bitches at a kitchen.
And the other headline's Radio Raunch Man in R-rated divorce. Radio Raunch Man.
It's a bitches.
It's the Raunch Man show. What a duty. I'm the Raunch Man.
It's a bitches at a kitchen.
What a duty. You're listening to more of the Raunch Man show. Bone dry, smuggling bones. Maureen, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
Anthony, did you take your girlfriend down to the Village this Saturday to celebrate your ending nuptials?
Yes, we did go and we took another play.
I thought that was you because I saw you rubbing an extremely young girl's ass like Mr. Miyagi doing the wax on.
How many seats did Anthony take up at the Janis Joplin show?
I saw him up at the bar. He was up at the bar, but he had a very nice sweater on, though.
All right.
Thank you.
One of my nice sweaters. I went to see...
thank you, Maury.
I went to see Love, Janis.
Yeah.
Said Janis Joplin is based on the letters she wrote back to her family.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And I'm terrible with names, so I'm not going to remember one of them. But the woman that sings in it, sings all some of Janis's old songs, really good.
Was it your mom?
No, it wasn't my mom singing Janis Joplin. I'm actually going to send my mother to the show so she can see how it's supposed to be done. Really good. It's down on Bleecker.
Bleecker.
Down on Bleecker Street here in lovely Manhattan. So if you get a chance, Love, Janis. Very good show.
All right.
A double seat. No.
What?
I only had two seats.
I wasn't asking.
As she's a very young girl. Rubbing her ass.
Like Mr. Miyagi.
Like Mr. Miyagi. Unbelievable.
All right.
People are jackasses. I am so entrenched in the barrel today. I am so deep in the barrel.
You really thought that kiss on a Jumbotron thing was going to get you out of it?
I was hoping for a bit of a distraction.
Look, I'll admit it. It was very faggy, and I... Yeah. What are you going to do, though?
I know.
What are you going to do?
You got to, be on the kiss cam.
I was on the kiss cam. There you go. At least I wasn't getting hit in the head by a hockey puck.
Ah. Oh, could be fatal.
Oh. Talk about unlucky lottery, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Ann, we better take a break and get into this next. Hey, man, you interrupted.
Hold on. If you listen closely, you can hear people screaming.
Dude, you
can actually hear the listeners screaming at you.
They're all yelling, quit stalling. Not at me.
What?
Dude, play back the tape.
Look,
how did this break start? Let's get into the divorce. You had to go to Carl.
I don't remember.
The Carl thing was no big deal. Now they're all mad at you. Look.
What?
Paul, what's up?
Would you two whores please tell the damn story? I've been sitting here for an hour and a half waiting.
Yeah, what?
You know what, you guys? You should be fired.
Fired.
See ya.
All right, bye. Well, you know what? We could give them a little something as we go to break, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we need some time here.
Oh, okay.
We got to play Stephen Lynch's Altar Boy song.
Yeah, well...
It seems like there was a lot of fondling going on while we were on break.
Well, the church seems to have identified there's a little problem going on.
They're finally identifying?
With priests touching young boys, yes.
What does it take to finally recognize?
Recognize...
I don't know. So we'll give this one to the peeps, a Stephen Lynch song about an altar boy.
Yes.
What? What happened?
What happened now?
What? Huh? What?
Oh, nothing. I like this.
Like what?
Nothing. I like nothing.
Dude, you messed me up.
The big stall.
You messed me up. If the listeners are pissed, they got to be pissed at you today.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the king of stalling, but you effed them today.
All the priests are faggots.
Okay, they're Frenchy. Jeez, man.
Oh, the Frenchy
say. Can I go back on vacation?
All the priests are faggots.
There you go.
Thank you, Frenchy. Stephen Lynch. We'll be back.
It's written from the perspective of a priest that I knew. Many years ago when I was going through some troubled times, I went to him for some advice and love advice. And
sure, he helped you.
He helped me out a great deal.
You're not a virgin anymore.
Great.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Deep in prayer, my cross to bear, I kneel upon the floor. Temptations of a Catholic priest aren't easy to ignore. But I cannot control myself. It rips my soul apart. For one small sheep among my flock has stolen the shepherd's heart. Altar boy, altar boy, confess your sins to me. You will find the grace of God inside my rectory. At Sunday mass or Bible class, I catch him in my view. So I close my eyes, but there he lies, spread eagled on the pew. And when I see him in that frock, my conscience goes awry. I'll give him some communion wine that's spiked with Spanish fly. Altar boy, is it gonna be heaven or hell? You can play my organ all night long if you promise never to tell. Shh. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I could dress him up like the Pope and then I'd, oh dear God, the shame. No, no, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from sin. We could pretend that he was Jesus Christ and I was Mary Magdalene. Altar boy, altar boy, confess your sins to me. You will find the grace of God inside my rectory. Oh, altar boy, oh, altar boy, confess your sins to me. You will find the grace of God inside. Esclamo a te, Domine, Domine, adi voce mea, fiata res tu et te fade out.
Oh. The Opie and Anthony Show have been removed from the airwaves.
Oh. Well, that was... I shouldn't have offended too many people, right?
I didn't swear.
We're still stupid.
Well, if that's what it takes to get good ratings, we'll continue being stupid.
We don't care.
We don't care.
I've been expecting you to make exactly that asinine statement.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Theater of the Mindless.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Andrew, WK, party hard. So, Ann, did I tell you that I went to see E.T. this weekend?
And people are going to cave their radios in.
What? I felt like I would share with everyone.
Right.
So what did you think of the added scenes and...
I don't know.
Which scenes were added? I don't even know.
I guess a bathtub scene and...
Right.
And walkie-talkies.
Yes, instead of guns on the children.
Which looked completely ridiculous because they were holding walkie-talkies like you would hold a gun.
Oh, really? All right, speaking of partying hard, our pal Anthony was in the news over the break.
He was?
Who?
Anthony who?
You, Ant.
Yeah.
2.5 years, you're a single man. You're officially divorced.
Yes.
The Big D.
Yes.
Why is Colin Quinn calling?
He's got a show on television.
Yeah. He's got a show. It's been on a couple weeks now. It's very, very funny.
Look.
What? I figured...
What?
What are you doing?
I
I had the number. I know his show's tonight. I figured I would call up Colin and talk to him a little.
Hold on, man.
What? He's very limited for
no way. Time, dude. So
I just want to make it perfectly clear to our fine, faithful listeners that Opie has nothing to do with this stall tactic
this
today.
This is not a stall. Colin is a very good friend of ours, and I just spur of the moment decided, hey, I want to talk to Colin Quinn. He's got a show. Going to be on tonight, and they're rehearsing and stuff, Opie. So it's a live program, so he's very pressed for time. We have to fit him in now.
And Norton's going to be on.
Norton's going to be on Colin Quinn again tonight? I think Norton has blown us off. He killed on Colin Quinn last week.
Yeah.
I think it's over. I don't think he's going to be back with us. Well, we can't wait. Can't make a huge NBC star wait.
Hey, Colin, how you doing?
Hey, Colin.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
How the rehearsals going?
They're going pretty good, actually. You guys aren't going to give me the silent treatment right now, are you?
No, we don't.
No, we won't do that.
Not to you.
Not to Colin Quinn.
Well, again.
E.T., I went to Notting Hill this weekend. It was fantastic. Sensational.
Notting Hill. Sucked.
Hey, Colin, is it true that Brewer's going to be on the show tonight?
Yeah, that jackass is here rehearsing. He'll be on.
Oh, yeah? I hear you guys are working on a bit together.
We really are. And, you know, he's a fine actor. A lot of people don't realize that about you.
Academy Award winner. I think, in the future, sometime.
And little Jimmy Norton's going to be on again tonight?
Old Jimmy, matter of fact, you're sitting right here with me.
Jimmy, huddle. Just two guys having fun funneling each other.
Hey, Colin, did you hear that Anthony got divorced over vacation?
No, I read this whole scandalous thing. He's my hero now because it was some big three-way.
God damn. Colin was reading that, too?
He's supposed to say GD.
Yeah, believe me, we're going to read the article, and it's quite saucy.
I read it. It was quite enjoyable.
A little saucy. Who knew?
It's a real zinger.
Who knew?
Can you make reference to it on the show tonight, Colin?
Oh, I'll certainly try. I'd rather reenact it.
Isn't that why you brought in Brewer?
So you, yeah, Brewer's wife.
You, Norton, and Brewer. Three men reenacting a threesome.
Is that true, Jim? We're going to reenact with you that threesome, Anthony's threesome he had once?
Once, twice, well.
Anthony's my idol for that one.
I'm not fessing up.
He's not?
No.
Yeah, I know. You had to close the case immediately. Hey, let's keep that kind of smut out of court. You know, I'd be saying, yeah, let's hear some details about my prowess. Yeah. Instead, what do I have? A couple of incidents of the tranny when I was 19 and I'm trying to cover up to this day.
That's what Ant said earlier. He's like,
I was like, oh, could you? Thank God it played out like it did, and it wasn't like, you know, oh my God, they're going to find out about the young boys. Or that it's going to be in the paper that, you know.
Exactly.
So, Anthony, when you had three men in the bed with you, like, how do you go back to work after that?
Right. How did you, Colin?
Yeah.
Well, it was like,
you're very busy, aren't you?
Very Greco-Roman, I'll say that.
Greco-Roman. It's like the original Olympics. We were
exactly.
At
exactly.
A Greco-Roman joke today. Nice.
So, Norton, very, very funny last week. And look at that. He's been invited back.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Hey, what's the buzz you got going? Are they going to give you some more episodes?
Oh, who the hell knows?
Because how many were you signed for?
Three.
We were signed for three. Which is the kind of vote of confidence I inspire in these people. And now, but I did notice something which I'm going to bring up on the air about Norton, is that he has Kid Rock's chin. And I don't mean that as a compliment.
Kid Rock's chin.
Yeah.
Isn't that non-existent?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's no chin.
He has a terrible chin, and he's got the same stubble growth as Kid Rock.
And the same hepatitis C.
You should have seen me to stop me. He's trying to do, like, hepatitis C AIDS jokes about Pamela Lee. I was like, Jim, you only had 3 weeks. He doesn't care.
Look at you. Yeah, you got to be the responsible one.
I know. It's sad when I'm the yuppie of the crew.
Oh, they'll sink you in a second, then just walk away like, oh, well, it was fun while it lasted. You know, it's your life.
And yeah, they'll be like, hey, it was a try, guys, right?
Yeah, right. You're sunken, you bastard.
And Rosie O'Donnell last week, Colin?
Yeah.
She did well. You know what? We've said it on the show many times. We're not big fans of Rosie, but she was cool on your show.
You're right.
She seemed like one of the boys.
No, I mean, she was hanging and she was dishing out some blue material. I respect
little
that.
Blue, little racy?
Sure, yeah.
Not as saucy as your stuff,
not
Anthony.
As saucy as some testimony?
Today we're going to really let him have it, guys, believe me. I mean, I don't want to I don't want to push people once, but you really had a heck of a time. And believe me, if you can't watch us, at least watch Just Shoot Me beforehand. They're going to have some heavy stuff on there, too, I can imagine.
Quite provocative indeed.
When they get down and dirty on that show, I don't know what the hell to do.
Yes.
Hey, is Seinfeld going to throw you a bone tonight, Colin?
And come on?
Yeah.
No.
No.
In Los Angeles.
You know, all right, I got
to... gave a little compliment to the program.
Yeah, but I got to tell the fine folks something, man. Yeah. Colin and Seinfeld, a big friend of Colin.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's been at the shows the last two Mondays. You'd think he would walk out on stage and help his pal Colin.
Oh, he's been there?
Just walk past Colin as he's doing his monologue and wave.
Like, oh, look at
this guy. Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry, as you call him.
Jerry doesn't feel that the time is right. But Jerry says when the time is appropriate, he will make an appearance.
Ah, fascinating.
Look, it's me. I'm walking on. I'm doing a walk on. All right, where's Norton? We got to say hi to him.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Here's
Colin,
Norton.
All right. Best of luck.
Yeah, Colin Quinn show tonight on NBC. I forgot what
time.
9:30. One of the most innovative programs,
Jim,
on right now.
Hello,
Jim. I got to tell you something.
Is this Opie and my new favorite person alive?
How you doing, Norton?
Hey, hello, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm blessed.
Great,
Jim. You better be funny because we were supposed to talk about Anthony's divorce during this.
Yeah,
segment.
I'm supposed to read some saucy articles that
but it
came
seems
out.
Like you have perfect timing. You called.
To be honest with you, I was going to do a really funny Pam Anderson Hep C joke, but, you know, thanks to the host for gobbling that one up for me.
little too much over the line there.
Yeah. I just wanted to call people to encourage them to watch the show tonight. This has nothing to do with Town Hall April 18th.
Oh, God, I forgot about it over a vacation.
Why don't you just write on your forehead tonight, Jim?
Dude, if I could get away with that, believe me, I would.
Yeah.
But I'd probably put a wow sticker because it's about us, not me.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
How was it working with Rosie?
You know what?
No, it was funny. You were making faces when Rosie was doing her thing because you were right in front of Rosie.
Like,
You know what? Rosie was really nice to me. I actually liked her because we were talking off air, and she was extremely nice to me.
Yeah.
I'm such a little wormy dirtbag.
Look at you kissing ass.
Jim, are you quitting our show now that you're hanging out with your new friends on the Colin Quinn show?
No, not at all. No, not at all. Until, you know, it gets picked up. You know, you don't burn bridges before the ones are built.
Bird in the hand.
What's that?
Bird in the hand.
What material are you doing today? Are you going to do some of that E.T. material?
First of all, you went and saw E.T., I know.
Yeah.
And that was a perfect setup, by the way.
Yeah.
I have no desire to see it unless there's a different ending. And instead of going home, he's drowned in a bathtub in Houston. That's my only E.T. joke. And
right.
And probably won't get through the censors. The Pam Anderson joke was good.
What was that?
That she, well, you know, it won't be funny now because we've already discussed it, but... Pam Anderson wants to date a bad boy like Tommy Lee, and she gets Hep C. That's what you get. You could have went with a guy like me and had AIDS. And there's no way that's getting through the network censors.
Of course not. That's funny, though.
Colin just said, unless I can prove I had AIDS.
Yo,
sure,
it's based on...
girls you could talk to have lost 40 pounds.
If it's based on some kind of fact,
I'm trying to show a different side of myself. I don't want to just do AIDS jokes.
Right.
I apologize.
That's why you're bringing the Hep C joke in.
Yeah,
that's
of
nice.
You
that's
be
funny.
Varied.
Multifaceted diseases. Very good.
Norton, I'm catching up on the email because we were on break, and a lot of people just rave reviews for your appearance on Colin last week.
Yep.
It was. It's great to be able to be honest, to be able to do it to the general on television, man, because any other network show would never allow you to even touch on terrorism or anything like that. And the only thing they're basically doing on Colin's show...
Wait a minute. Look at you, back to your clever self. Just don't say the C word is their line.
They have given...
What, can't say Colin?
So much freedom, which is material-wise, and everybody. As much as I don't like Keith and Patrice personally,
right?
The stuff they have is absolutely hilarious. And Joey Vega and Greg Giraldo, it's a great show.
Patrice doing the white guy thing the other night was hilarious.
It really was. And I wanted to look at him because he's not a good person.
Hey, so Brewer's helping you guys out tonight.
Yeah, they were working on a sketch.
it's probably going to be on. The problem is with time. I know that there was time constraints last week, and that's a problem that they have this week, too. Just hard with live TV.
Yeah.
So you never know exactly what's going to happen on it because of the time.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see a closing credit this week.
That would be nice.
What happened Jeez. Last week?
I think something just ran long. And again, with live TV, you know, the TV people are not exactly very caring about artistic value. It's like, all right, it's over.
Right.
But Colin didn't care. Why do you need goodbye? I mean, you know, you saw the sketches. Everything funny had been done. Why do you want to watch him waving? You've seen enough of him.
Yeah.
So his show just ends. That's the way it works. He gives you brilliantly funny material, and that's it. Go.
Jim, do you have anything on Ant's divorce? Because that's what we're supposed to talk about here.
No, I have nothing on. I wouldn't even have thought of writing a joke about Ant's divorce unless you guys brought it up. I'm not that comfortable in studio yet.
He'll have to be in here, I think.
That's all I could picture is mentioning. So, how about that divorce article and having Ant look at me and Rory's, well, I'm glad I have a mailing list. All right, guys, have a good show, man. For those of you who watched, Colin wants to say one more thing. And,
yes.
And I don't really plug my own TV appearances because, you know, who cares? But this one I just watched because... You know, support Colin's show, man. This is like the one edgy guy on television. Everything else is such fluff and garbage. At least we can make fun of Terry.
Yeah, I think we should all check it out tonight. 9:30 on NBC.
Let me put Sweetie back on the phone. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Sweetie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just the reason Anthony is a hero is not because he got two girls to do a three-way. Anyone can do that. It's that he got two girls to do a three-way while he was an air conditioner repairman.
Did that come out? Is that in the article, too?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Wow, I missed that part. Very good,
Colin. You know how it is.
Colin, there's your opening joke.
Yeah. Great. I'll see you guys later. Thanks.
All right, Colin. Colin Quinn tonight, 9:30 on NBC.
Yeah, support of the show, because the last thing I want to see is Colin walking back into another OTB with his hot tips. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you know, when we first saw Colin a while back on the streets.
we've seen him come full circle, yes?
I'm like, here's Colin Quinn, this guy SNL. You know, I remember from Remote Control, very funny comic.
Had a great run on SNL. Next thing you know, he's running out of the Brooklyn Diner to say hi to
him. Hope you're ending. How you guys doing? Look, I got to get to OTB. I got a great tip. Oh, this thing's a winner, man. Go down. Do it now. Don't tell no one. You'll push the odds down.
And then that Irish that Irish bar we did lunch at one day.
Yeah.
He happened to be in there.
He comes running back in to tell us the tip, and he's like,
yeah, it's a great tip. I only get the best tips. I would never tell anybody unless it was a good tip. Just don't tell anyone else. Push the odds down. I got to make a buck.
All right.
Jock shocks in court.
Oh, we have to take a break now.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, it's not my fault.
Holy
It's not my fault.
Look, you know something?
You're running out of phone calls, dude.
At first, I was seeing people emailing and calling, and it was all good, clean, let's goof on Opie and Anthony because they're stretching this out kind of fun.
Right.
Now I am seeing genuine hatred of us for doing this.
We're going to blow off Colin?
No.
We didn't know he was calling there.
Come on.
It's not like we, plan this stuff.
Be patient, people.
It's not like we have a schedule in front of us. 5:20, talk about Ant's divorce.
I mean, yes.
Actually, you know what? We would do it right now, but look, Ben's freaking out. Ben, what's wrong?
I know. Ben.
Ben, what's wrong? We're late with commercials?
Commercials.
Look, he's saying yeah, and he means it.
Commercials.
Oh, you know what? Seriously, though, I wanted to finish up the Jim Norton thing. I wanted to play. It's like, what, a minute?
Yeah.
This was part of what Jim had to say on the Colin Quinn show. We're pretty proud of him last Monday night, and he's on tonight with Brewer and a bunch of the guys you know and love from this show. A lot of them
right.
on our show. Okay, here it is. Jim Norton from the Colin Quinn show.
Without forcing diversity, this next guy would be alone forever. Jim.
First of all, I'm starting to feel really guilty for mooing at her and her friend. The problem I have with diversity, in theory it's good, in practice it sucks because it affects things like humor. All in the Family, brilliant show, you could never do that again today because the language wouldn't be accepted. Archie would get mad at Meathead, he'd call him a Polak. If you said that now, the next morning you'd have 10,000 Polish people outside protesting in front of the wrong network. And people really tend to allow you to address issues in films that you cannot address in humor. If you make a film about retarded people, it's acceptable. If you address it in humor, you're very insensitive. People will come up to you, don't make fun of retarded people, that's sick. Meanwhile, Tom Hanks runs around for 2.5 hours. I love you, Jenny. He's a genius. And why does every actor have to play a retarded guy? Tom Hanks did it, Sean Penn did it, Juliette Lewis did it, Keanu Reeves does it accidentally in every film.
Are you ready? Opie and Anthony are going to touch you where it's dirty.
Take it like a champ, okay?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Phones off the hook today, Anthony.
Yeah, they seem to want to talk.
First day back from vacation.
Ah.
Chris, what's going on?
Yo.
Hey, Chris.
You guys are freaking ridiculous. You're going on 2 hours of bitch stall time here.
Huh? What?
You started talking about it at 3:15. It's almost 5:15 now. You said 5:20, Opie. Why don't you just cut to another 12-minute commercial break?
Huh?
Ridiculous. I have it down. 4:28, 4:40, 12-minute commercial break. Do actual 15 minutes of radio with Colin Quinn. 4:55, you start another 12-minute commercial break. It's ridiculous.
They're not 12 minutes.
No.
13?
No, I think about 8 that time around.
No way.
All right, Chris.
I'm never subscribing to Hotline or Hotwire. I'm never buying a Kia, and I'm even going to give up Bud Light now. Thanks very much.
All right, Chris.
Bye-bye.
I think we've given him 2 hours of hilarity today. Yuri, what's going on?
You know how much I hate you guys?
What?
I'm listening to you guys since 3 o'clock. I get out to get an effing haircut. I come back and you still haven't talking about it.
Thank God, right? That's why we did it, Yuri. If your haircut took a little less time, we would have been able to get to the story.
Yes, and mine shines there.
We waited for you, Yuri. I hope you had a good haircut.
It was all right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Len, what's going on? Len.
Hey, Tools. I got a new character for the show for you. Okay, ready? Anthony.
Here we go.
How was your weekend, buddy? How's your game of loser quest going?
Oh, good.
Have you figured out which guy I am? I'm staying for more time so Anthony doesn't have to get embarrassed, guy.
All right, we'll get to it.
Hurry up!
But if I said we get to it right now, you're not going to believe me. But we're going to get to it right this second. Doug from Springfield.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I hear the Berlin Wall came down before you guys going to play this.
Oh, yeah? All right, Doug.
Come on.
Don't worry about it. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Opie and Will Chamberlain? What's up, guys?
Oh, God.
The only thing that's taking longer to get to than this story is Anthony's 2.5-year divorce.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, the previous caller brought up a good point, Opie.
Yeah.
I did spend a lot of time playing EverQuest.
No.
And
we're not going there.
Cats in Hats Guild has been helping me out with my epic weapon quest, Opie.
No. Zombo.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
No.
And I'd love to talk about that for another hour and 50 minutes, if I may.
Well, I wouldn't mind for 10 minutes. Zombo.
Yo, you two effing dickweeds. You're killing me, man.
What?
You're killing me. I'm in that contractor's like atmospheric dilemma, you know, and right. the radio station comes in crystal clear in the car.
Yeah.
But you can't get it on in the house.
All right.
2.5 hours almost, man. I got 3 pieces of molding left to do. Get on with it.
Boy, and you better have a good story to tell.
Why? I'm not even reading it. You are.
Pete, what's going on?
Opie, stand strong. You only got another 9 minutes to go. Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the other girl's name was Allison?
Shut up.
Ouch.
Everyone's funny. It's not that important to get to 5:20, by the way. Anytime after 5, it's fine.
No.
With the good stuff. Oh, look at Joe. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just want to say thank you, because I got out of work at like 4:30, and I still haven't missed the beginning of the show yet.
We gave you guys some funny stuff.
Would you stop? Jock Shocks in Court, Opie.
Okay.
And Radio Raunch Man.
Which one do we go to first?
And, I don't know. Do you want Jock Shocks in Court or Radio Raunch Man in R-rated divorce? How ridiculous is this? I should do a little preface.
Go ahead.
I'm just trying to figure out which is the better story, because you should save the better story for last.
There was one in the Daily News.
And one in the Post.
And one in the New York Post. Last Wednesday, I think, came out.
I think I will read the Post second.
Right. And someone pointed out to me that, hey, there's a Post reporter in the courtroom. I'm like, all right. You know, because I'm pretty much just answering standard ridiculous questions. You know what I mean?
Standard divorce questions.
Right. Well, things like that.
You were supposed to be on trial for the whole time we were on vacation.
Yeah, yeah. It was supposed to last that long.
So when I read these articles in Killington in between skiing on Tuesday morning, I was quite surprised.
Well, this thing had gone on for, you know,
two and a half years.
2.5 years. So they finally, you know, with the court system the way it is, which is ridiculous. If I, for a second, my actual freedom of life, as far as being having to go to prison or something, is in the hands of the court, oh, you are screwed. Like, I am so glad, you know, I'm not committing any real crimes. Crimes on morality, apparently. But I'm not really committing any crime.
Two girls for every boy.
But it just went on, and it was supposed to be all week during the vacation. That was going to be my vacation. Getting this done with. So day one is, you know, me. I get up there, and I'm being asked questions. It's all in the paper here. My wife's lawyer, the inimitable...
And I got to correct you, your ex-wife at
my
this point.
My ex-wife's lawyer. Yes. Mm-hmm. The personality-filled Dominic Barbara.
Group. Sex. Group.
All right, sorry.
Shut up. Yes, Dominic Barbara. You may know him from such shows as The Howard Stern Show. And, of course, his court TV show that no one watched.
Obviously.
And, yeah. And, yeah, you know, when I found that out, I'm just like, ugh. You know, when that she got him as a lawyer, I'm just like, oh boy, this isn't going to be fun. Well, he's asking me the standard, you know, issue questions. There's a couple of reporters now in the courtroom, and all of a sudden, questions start being asked about very personal matters, Opie, very personal matters of things that allegedly took place.
Group.
No. Does group not imply more than three?
More than two.
More than two. No, I would always assume group would be four.
All right, then I got it. We could do this one then.
I would.
Two girls for every boy.
So there was a reporter in the... there were a few reporters.
I only knew there was one, but there seemed to have been two.
Are there more articles coming out, Ant?
I don't know. What the hell, you know.
People want to know if there will be more articles coming out.
I would say probably not.
Probably not.
I don't think it's all that thrilling.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. Whatever.
All right, so...
So which one are you going to read first? The Daily News?
The Daily News.
From the fine pages of the Daily News. This the Daily News had a nice picture of me walking out of the courtroom or the courthouse in Manhattan. And as I said before, if you want to get a little image of what the courthouse looks like, if you've seen The Godfather, the movie, at the end when Michael Corleone is taking care of business during the baptism of his godchild, and the one of the head of the five families gets shot at the top of the big, long courthouse steps by the guy that's dressed like a cop. That's the courtroom. Where the dead guy was falling down the stairs, that's where we were walking down and having that picture taken that ended up in the Daily News.
With the paparazzi in front of you.
Yeah, we walk out, the pops are going off, they're taking pictures, and I'm looking behind me for who they're taking pictures of. That's how big a tool I am. I have no clue... That for some reason they're taking pictures
of me.
Well, this is a big story.
And the X.
All right. So, Daily News from last Tuesday.
Hold on to your hats. Lock the kids in the bedroom and duct tape them in. This is a little saucy.
A little saucy.
Little saucy.
I just like the look you had in the picture. Wearing your NBC jacket.
Well, no.
Making the fine people of CBS very happy.
Well, see, it...
But you got that jacket for free when we were doing the XFL thing, which was an NBC thing.
All right, I'm looking at the picture right now.
CBS should send you some free coats that you can wear.
Look, there's my nice sweater, and I'm blocking the NBC logo.
On purpose.
If you noticed, I put my hands in my jacket pocket and kind of pulled it open. It looks like I want to show off my fine sweater. But
you could see part of your peacock.
Shut up. You mean the NBC Peacock logo?
Yes.
Yes, of course you do.
A little bit.
And it is pretty funny. There you go.
All right.
Great.
So I'm going to read this, and because I don't know what you really want to do, and you could just hit your bell when you want to comment. How's that?
Well, what comment would I... And you'll stop?
Yeah, I'll stop.
What if I can't say anything, yet I would have liked to have commented?
Oh, there are things you can't comment about.
No, like,
I'll pause when I think you want to comment, and if you can't comment, then I'll take that as we better move along.
Well, put it this way. Anything that's in the paper can be commented on. Because there are, you know, people here on the air and other people mm-hmm. who seem to be a bit confused as to what personal matters are fair for public consumption.
Right.
This is in the paper. You know?
Okay.
Tear it up. Have fun with it.
Okay.
But there are certain things I didn't and would not comment on. There are certain things that aren't printed that would not be commented on.
All right. That's fair enough.
For whether legal matters or, other things, mostly legalities and things I have said that I cannot... I've been told I cannot talk about. Oh my God. But that's all.
Sound like a lawyer. No,
I never want to sound like a lawyer. Just put in a CD sound effect of snakes. That's lawyers. Oh, my God.
Ben, we have to take a... No,
just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That was a little joke.
You just annoyed a lot of people.
All right, so Daily News from last Tuesday, headline, Jock Shocks in Court.
Jock Shocks in Court. I'll be playing off the shock jock
right.
thing because we're shock jocks.
Of course we are.
But I shocked the court.
Opie and Anthony shock jock, Anthony Cumia,
yeah.
reached a deal in his divorce from his wife, Jennifer, after a Manhattan Supreme Court hearing yesterday that was almost as kinky as one of his shows.
Wow.
Two girls for every boy.
You are a dick.
What? Are we stopping?
No, we
okay.
We have to,
all right.
I have to take this. Right, Don Corleone? I can't believe it. Don Corleone, it was in the paper. It was in the paper. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. Don Corleone, what should I do? What can I do?
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Wow. Oh, God.
Yeah, I think you were acting like a man.
You can act like a man.
All right.
I was like Sonny. I was like Sonny Corleone.
In cross-examination by Jennifer's lawyer, Dominic Barbara.
Ah.
Ugh. Cumia admitted he and his wife had engaged in a frisky.
Frisky?
Hey, don't comment unless you're hitting the bell. Go ahead.
Frisky!
Thank you. He admitted that he and his wife had engaged in a frisky menage a trois.
A frisky Sidney Poitier.
during their 11-year marriage.
11? Really?
It really is.
Hello? Hello, Dominic Barbara?
Yeah, it's me.
How you doing?
Publicity whore.
What's the matter, Dominic?
I want to just tell you, and all your listeners...
Yeah.
Oops, wait a minute. Let me put this on. I want to tell you and all your listeners that you were a gentleman.
Ah!
That you settled this case in a reasonable way.
Right.
and that you may be angry at me because I was doing my job, but I walked away from the show.
By getting reporters in the courtroom. Yeah, that's
no, I didn't bring the
courtroom. Have you been introduced to Opie, Dominic?
No, I haven't.
This is Opie, my partner, also worth $100 million.
Yeah, that's doing your job.
Actually, Opie came up a little more than 100.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he came up 130.
$130 million, Opie.
Yeah.
Present, future value.
Yeah, that's right.
But I just want... I'm serious about this.
Hey, so, Dominic, your boyfriend Howard's not going to be pissed that you're on this show, is he?
This, no, only this call. But I do want to say to you, and I mean sincere, Anthony.
Okay.
You were a gentleman.
Yeah, I tried.
You settled the case like a gentleman. And you may be angry with me, but someday maybe you'll be my friend.
Your friend? Hey, Dominic.
How bad do you need publicity, Dominic?
I don't need it at all.
Can I ask you a question, though, Dominic?
Sure.
During that point where the reporters were in the courtroom...
I didn't know they were there yet, right?
You absolutely didn't know?
No. I had no idea.
You're such a liar.
And why would such provocative line of questioning come up at that early juncture?
Because my goal was to get you to sit down and go close this case. That's all my goal was.
You could have done that 2.5 years ago.
Well, no. We can't go into the terms. But I will say this again.
Yes. Okay, Fatso. That's French.
Rube.
That's Frenchy, Dominic.
I just want to say it again before you guys get too out of hand.
Yes.
Anthony, you were a gentleman.
Thank you, Dominic Barbara.
Goodbye.
My adversary.
Hot snake.
In the court. There he goes. Can you believe he calls?
Yeah, I can. He's a publicity hound. Love seeing his name in the paper. Love seeing his hearing his name on the radio.
Oh, boy.
Loves being on the radio.
Of course.
He's a fatso.
Right there, Frenchie. Nothing more degrading than being bitched out by a Frenchman. Nothing more emasculating.
He's a fat snake.
Than having a Frenchman... drill you.
Ugh.
Jock Shock's in court.
He's listening today, obviously.
Yeah.
Look at that. Drop dead of a heart attack. Can't wait to read that in the paper. It'll happen.
Oh, but that seems a bit harsh. Oh.
Get in the coffin.
Oh, what? You want to comment? What? Yeah. Yes. Yes, Harpo. What? I was just, stating one of my wishes.
What?
What's wrong? Are you commenting? By not commenting?
Okay.
You want to be left out of this? I can see right through him. He ain't fooling me.
Come on, I was a gentleman.
Congrats, Dominic. You finally got on our show. How cute.
He's getting that tomorrow,
man. Anyway, where were we in the article, Ant? Did we talk about the...
I think we were at Frisky.
Oh, Frisky. Okay. In cross-examination by Jennifer's lawyer... the fat, bloated mess that was just on our show. Kumia admitted he and his wife...
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can read that.
What?
My article isn't complete because I didn't read the part you just read.
Oh, no. It says it right here. Look.
Oh, okay.
This is an updated article.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Right off the AP. Look, it says it right there.
Yeah.
Kumia admitted he and his wife had engaged in a frisky menage a trois during their 11-year marriage. No, because now I'm really pissed. If you don't see right through that... All right! You're out of it. Don't worry. What are you doing now? Can I read this, Ant? Are you commenting or are you going to say anything?
No, you could read away.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is Dominic. Was there another woman you were seeing at that time? Asked Barbara.
Shut up!
Yes, replied the WNEW Talkmeister.
Quiet.
Was she one of the thirdsome in bed? Asked the lawyer. You're not commenting about any of this?
Yes, said Kumia. When Barbara asked if he had left Jennifer for another woman, Kumia replied, it was more complicated than that.
I did. Where did I say that?
Let me see.
Freak out your workbook.
Comment?
More complicated. It was more complicated than that.
Right.
Opie, the only comment I could have is to say...
You hit your bell. Yes.
Is to say, I believe it was more complicated than that. That's my comment. I'm not changing it.
Quiet.
All right. Shortly after...
Quiet.
Shortly after the grilling...
Grilling.
Anthony, Jennifer, and their lawyers went behind closed doors and emerged 2 hours later, announcing they had a settlement.
Yeah.
It took a little meeting and you had a settlement?
That's what I read in the paper.
After 2.5 years, it took a little meeting for a settlement?
It seems that seems to be what it had happened, Opie. It seems there was a settlement.
A settlement.
My...
What?
See, my take on this whole thing, without releasing any of the details of said settlement... is that I felt it was going to go on longer than I would have liked. It had already taken up a lot of my life and time, and I thought it was a good time to get out. And, you know, it was kind of a mutual outlook on the whole thing, too, because I think other people involved were like, hey, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's been going on long enough.
All right.
So we went into the room, yes. And details of that are, as it says here, Opie, confidential.
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 Do I see that? Oh, yeah. Okay. So let me back up. It was more complicated. Okay. Shortly after the grilling, Anthony, Jennifer, and their lawyers went behind closed doors and emerged 2 hours later, announcing they had group sex.
No! That is not in the paper. What did you read?
It's the updated copy.
Let me see.
No, it's right
no,
there.
No, it says went behind closed doors and emerged 2 hours later announcing they had a settlement.
But it says AP, group sex.
No. See, it's penciled in with marker.
No.
It's not even typed.
No, that's...
The words are scratched out, and the word group sex is written in marker in Rick's handwriting.
No, that's group sex.
No. Okay, how many times AP is written next to it?
Details remain confidential. But Barbara told the news that...
What was that?
The details remain confidential, but Barbara told the news, the Daily News...
What?
Barbara. That's your ex-wife's lawyer.
Okay. What did he say?
Sorry, I had a big lunch. Details remain confidential, but Barbara told the Daily News...
You saw how happy she was. She went skipping out of here.
That's exactly what he said.
That's the quote in the paper.
Anthony had no comment.
We walked out together at the same time. There was no skipping. There was no skipping. I would have seen skipping.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Last year, Greg Opie Hughes and Anthony Kumia reportedly signed a $30 three-year syndication deal.
$30!
Spread over 3 years, my friend.
Right.
And while Kumia denied knowing how much he was worth, Barbara said there was a report putting the value of his celebrity status at $100
million. $100 million?
And I just learned I'm worth $130 million.
You're worth $130.
Why is that?
I don't know. You're a little... I think because you have been in this business... Because
my name's first.
And your expertise in the business.
But we're equal partners in this. All right. Jennifer Kumia filed for divorce in 1999. She and Kumia met in 1987 while he was working for a Long Island air conditioning and heating company.
Give him a plug. It's Apollo Air Conditioning in Bay Shore.
And she was tending bar nearby. The article ends with probably my favorite statement of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Hey, you could hit your bell.
They married on May 19th, 1990, a date Anthony Cumia could not recall in court.
Look! There are a lot of dates in my head.
Sure.
I was thinking about it.
Did it make you happy that he called you a gentleman?
No, I really don't care,
all right,
to tell you the truth. Oh. I absolutely don't care. It is, I'm very happy that this is over.
All right. You're a better man than me.
Tom, what's going on? Why is that?
Hey, boys.
I wouldn't be able to sit here and listen to him. That's just me, though. I don't know what's going through your head.
You know something? What am I going to do? Yeah. What would you have done? I know you, though. You're a friggin' psychopath.
That was actually very nice. Tom, what's up?
Hey, boys.
Yes. Because I wasn't sure if things were signed.
On the internet.
Hold on. I got to explain. I was very nice there, because I'm not sure if everything is signed. It's the only thing.
You know something? I don't think there's anything you could have told him. You know, you could have called him whatever the hell you want.
That he doesn't already know himself. Tom, what's up?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Just did some research. You two are worth more than the entire economy of Haiti.
Yeah. Yeah, Haiti.
Then where do we start shopping?
All right.
And?
Yeah.
You remember the date of the Minaj?
<All right. laughs> Look, I didn't remember the wedding date because I was mulling it in my head. The reporters are sitting there, right? They're looking for a goddamn angle. And he asked me the date, and I'm thinking, is it March or May?
Well, why don't you tell the listeners why you were confused?
Well, March 19th is Swallows Day in San Juan Capistrano, which was it's where the Swallows come back to Capistrano, right? You know that every year they come back? And being a former resident of San Juan Capistrano growing up, it was always a pretty big date because there'd be a big parade and a town would get together.
Are we talking about birds?
And what?
We're talking about birds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
What? I don't know.
Yes, they would come back to Capistrano. So the March-May thing, I may have delayed my answer for a moment or two until, you know, it's like, well, it was May 19th. And then it looks like I didn't remember. I was right on the tip of my tongue. I was just ready to blurt it out.
That's how the Daily News article ends. I'm going to get into the Post here in a second. Keith, what's up?
Hey, you mentioned everyone else in that show. It was Greg Arnett, so.
All right, man. Ike, what's going on?
Yeah, hi, Ant. I think you finally just got even with Opie for the Time article.
You mean the one where my only quote is about how the
Mary
Kate and Ashley Olsen are hot?
Yeah, that should have been in the threesome, the two Olsen twins.
Yeah, two other girls in Anthony's life.
The Olsen twins.
All right, Ike. Thank you. All right, so let's read the Post.
Very, very funny. The Post, for some reason, used an old picture of here in the studio.
Yes.
And underneath the picture, Opie, what does it say?
Tales of three-way sex.
Tales of
Tony, what's going on?
Hey, you know, I'm not a big legal buff, but I'm pretty sure if the ex-girlfriend's lawyer calls up and calls you a gentleman, that's never a good sign. I think we don't really need to know how confidential it was.
Yeah. All right.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. It is a gentleman, though. It's a nice guy.
Well, I try. Thank you, Opie. I try.
All right. Well,
I try to go through life as a nice guy.
A nice boy.
See?
Is your mom proud?
I turned my phones off on...
Do they have any idea?
On Thursday. Now, I was in court on Tuesday.
Yeah.
The story came out in the papers on Wednesday.
Yeah.
My phone was off until, I believe, Friday. No, I called up my mom. She's cool. She's a very liberated woman. You know, what the hell is she going to say? She goes, well, you know, you're an adult. Whatever.
Did she give you permission to play that bit?
No, she's not that liberated in her thinking.
That's a good trade-off, though.
Oh, please.
What kind of trade-off is that?
Give her 10 mil.
You're feeling a little uncomfortable, so maybe your mom could feel a little uncomfortable and let us play that bit again.
I don't feel uncomfortable. I think it's like
a little uncomfortable.
It's expected of us on this goddamn show.
Hell, you're a hero, but I feel a little uncomfortable.
Well, you know something? The only uncomfortable thing I got was because I know the neighborhood my mom lives in. You know, they probably looking like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. There's the mother of that, you know, that pervert.
That guy.
That sexual.
Shut up.
What?
Group.
Yeah, that one's better.
Anne-Marie agrees with something you said. Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to call and let Anthony know that I sympathize with your situation, and I want to let you know that I agree with you. It's not a group sex until you've had foursome.
Right.
Exactly. It's a menage a trois with three, which I have experienced. It's very fun. And then I invited two other women into my husband and myself's bedroom, and I would consider that group sex.
Three, menage a trois, four, group sex.
Absolutely. Oh, nice. I totally agree. I've had both, and I would have to go with you with the group.
All right.
Four or more is group.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Hey, have a great night.
All right, bye.
But it's like I was saying earlier, how do you come into work if there was, like, guys involved? Ugh.
Faggots.
That's right, Frenchie.
Touche.
Ugh.
All right, can we go to the FU line? We do have to take a break here. We gave you guys 40 minutes. Don't yell anymore, please. Stop yelling.
Did you read the...
The second one we'll read when we get back.
That's where I have sheepish replies.
Yeah, the word sheepish.
You know, I don't like the way they describe my responses. In one, I'm snapping. In one, I'm sheepish.
We're
snapping. In my answer.
Where we're snapping?
Right, I'm snapping above sheepish.
Sheepish snapping. Yeah, there you go.
Snapped.
You snapped in court.
I snapped. Didn't snap.
All right. We'll go to the FU line and we'll continue in just a bit.
Thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Hey, this is Derek from Massachusetts. I'd like to send a big floppy FU to all the dumbass traffic on the Mass Pike. Every f***ing day I come home, it's the goddamn sun. Why do you have to f***ing brake at the f***ing sun? The sun isn't coming at you. Stop f***ing stopping for no f***ing reason. Use the f***ing gas pedal. Stop stopping. Just stop. Stop.
Next message.
This is a big f*** you to the guy who hit and killed my dog and never stopped. I hope while you were running away like a little coward, you ran a red light and a truck slammed into you, knocking you into a ditch and leaving you there to die. What an ass f*** you.
Next message.
Yeah, I'm a personal trainer. I want to say F you to all my fat clients who are hell-bent on wasting my time and then eating goddamn Malamars before I walk in on them in their house. F you, you fat, spoiled brat.
Next message.
Yeah, this is a F you to Colin Quinn for never hunting down Julie Brown while he worked for MTV and punching her in her stupid fat face. Wubba wubba.
End of message.
New York Shock Jocks Opie and Anthony are now on the air.
Welcome to the wonderful world of balloon not pleasure.
Yeah, if you need lube, you're a loser. Take it like a champ, okay?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Spreading like AIDS in Haiti.
Nice to meet you.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. What a day, what a day, what a day.
Oh, yeah. big story. After 2.5 years, Anthony is a free man. He's divorced.
Right.
Happened over vacation.
Yeah.
Kind of the reason why we went on vacation, if you think about it.
Well, I would have rather spent vacation somewhere else.
True, but...
And then it was court dates.
It was over, like, day one.
Day one, couple hours into it, instead of a week or so?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
It's going to be a 2-week trial.
Oh, with everybody. It was going to be fun. A regular old party.
It's going to be happening over there on Center Street.
All right, so we are finally to the second article, the New York Post article. From March 20th, 2002, Anthony. Right off the AP.
AP, huh?
The headline reads, Radio Raunch Man in R-Rated Divorce.
R-Rated.
That would be you, my friend.
I couldn't even get, like, X-Rated Divorce. You know? Like, why is it Radio Raunch Man in R-Rated Divorce? The headline is like, ooh, X-Rated. Oh, I got to read it.
I have a feeling if you went 5 more minutes on the witness stand, it was going
Oh, is
X.
That it?
Yeah.
Hoping for triple X.
Jesus. All right, so I'm going to read this in, and when you want to comment, you hit your little bell over there, okay?
Uh-huh.
And if you want to comment but you can't, that's when you ding-ding-ding-ding.
Right.
Ding-ding-ding.
Exactly.
Do a little rush thing for us there. Okay. And you thought his radio show was raunchy.
Ho-ho! You thought!
Anthony Cumia of Opie and Anthony fame is free to go effing crazy.
What? Wait a minute.
What?
That is in the article I have.
No, this is the updated version.
No,
right here.
Again, it's magic marker that is in Rick's handwriting.
No, this is... No, look. Look, I'm holding it up. Look, there's the picture of you from a long time ago.
It says nothing about free to go effing crazy.
Can I read this?
Well, read the real article.
And you're supposed to hit the bell when you want to comment. Thank you.
Read the real article.
All right. Anthony Cumia of Opie and Anthony fame is free to go effing crazy. He settled his divorce case, but not before talking about all the effing he was doing on the witness stand.
It doesn't say that.
Did you bring other women into your bed? Jennifer's lawyer, Fat Dominic, asked the surprise schlong jock.
It says shock jock, and half of that what you said doesn't... And read the goddamn article.
And your answer, yeah, so what's your point, you F... Ooh. All right, I got to use a couple letters. I'm surprised they could print this in the Post, but we can't read it word for word on the air. Yeah, so what's your point, you fat S?
I didn't say that. It's not in the paper.
The WNEW personality snapped.
Snapped. That is not the way the article went.
Wasn't there another woman you were seeing? The snake-like lawyer asked.
What? That isn't what's written. You are reading something Rick wrote.
Yeah, of course. Your reply, Anthony? Yeah, why are you jealous I can get laid, fat boy?
That isn't what was in the paper.
Replied Cumia sheepishly.
Sheepishly. My sheepish response. Would you?
Was she one of the thirdsome in bed, the sweaty lawman asked.
Sweaty lawman.
And you,
I don't see that.
You replied with this, Anthony.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost count, you mother effing fat ass eater.
I don't think that's the article. It's not the one I have right here. What? Everything you've said has not been in the paper. Some type of farcical article that you have that was written by Rick. Very funny, Rick.
All right. I'll try this one.
Okay.
Oh, Lady Di checking in. Hey, O&A, welcome back to the studio. How was vacation, Anthony? Other than the court date, how was the rest of your vacation? How does it feel to be free? I know that I love it. I would call, but I have a cold. We'll see you soon, Lady Di.
Ugh.
Uncle John wants to say something. Uncle John? Uncle John.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
I have an imitation of Anthony free to go crazy now.
Why?
Bang, bang, bang. I'm going crazy. Bang, bang, bang. I'm crazy. Bang, bang.
That's the Friday crazy bang, bang. Gooch. Gooch.
Yo.
What's up, Gooch?
How you doing?
All right.
Just was curious if Anthony by any chance knew when Columbus discovered America.
I think that was 14, 19. I don't remember.
March 19th?
March, is it March? May.
May.
No, what? I don't remember.
All right, let's get through this here. All right, so Radio Raunch Man in R-Rated Divorce, and he thought his radio show was raunchy.
Ho ho.
Anthony Cumia of Opie and Anthony fame settled his divorce case against estranged wife Jennifer. Yesterday, yeah. But not before talking about riding the three-way of love on the witness stand.
What is that?
Now, my friend, that is typed. It's off the AP, no magic marker.
The three-way of love on the witness stand. It almost makes it sound like it happened on the witness stand.
But not before talking about riding the three-way of love on the witness stand.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
The caravan of love.
Three-way of love.
Did you bring other women into your bed with your wife? Jennifer's lawyer, Dominic Barber, asked the surprise shock jock.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I snapped.
Says the WNW personality snapped.
Were you lying on the witness stand at that point?
I first of all, look, see everything in this article?
That's
no, Rick, that's fine. Look, see everything, every quote in this article?
Yeah.
I stand by everything that I said in here.
Okay.
So, I stand by that.
All right.
That answer.
Very good.
Put two and two together. Shut up. Shut up. It's four. Two and two, Frenchie. It's making a joke.
And four equals group sex. We learned that today.
There was no four. Stop it.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Wasn't there another woman you were seeing during the marriage, Barbara asked, or followed?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Cumia replied sheepishly.
Yeah.
Was she one of the thirdsome bed? What? Was she one of the thirdsome bed? Oh, I get it. Okay. Barbara asked. Yes, answered Cumia the first. And as it turned out, only witness to be called to the stand before State Supreme Court Justice Joan Blah Blah. After testifying for about 3 hours, the Whip 'Em Out Wednesdays co-creator...
Is that my moniker? I'm the Whip 'Em Out Wednesday co-creator?
Co-creator. Whip 'Em Out Wednesday coming back strong.
Oh, yeah.
Within a week. Co-creator abruptly settled the case after discovering reporters were sitting in the courtroom.
Don't make yourself sound so important, Diarrhea Gregorian. Whatever the hell your name is. Believe me, the fact that you two were sitting there had no bearing on whether this would be settled or not.
This guy hates you? Gary.
Three reasons why I hate Anthony.
Yeah.
$10 million a year. All the poontang you can possibly look at and touch in your studio every day.
Yeah.
And then you got to have three of them in bed, you bastard.
All right. All right. I'm sorry for that one, Ed.
Thank you, Opie.
Okay. Oops. All right. So you're the co-creator. Abruptly settled the case after discovering reporters were sitting in the courtroom. The terms of the deal are confidential.
Confidential. Again, confidential.
Will you be able to pay for coffee still?
I think I could scrape up the change that falls behind the couch or something.
All right. Kumi is... what? Just reading this, Anthony. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Cumia's testimony began with his recounting his rise to fame and bantering back and forth with Barbara, a regular on rival Howard Stern's radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Cumia said he was working for an air conditioning company in the late 80s, but that his talents for mimicry occasionally landed him on Stern's show.
Mimicry.
Right. When Barbara the fat F asked him what characters he'd mimic.
Now, see, you're editorializing again, Opie. It doesn't say.
He replied, excuse me. I believe I can imitate you, you goddamn fat, money-grubbing, publicity whore bag.
See, it says, I believe I used to do Dominic Barber.
You want to hear it? I just can't seem to sweat while I breathe.
No, that isn't in the article either, Opie.
Oh, it's over here. I'm sorry. Take that off the record. When Barbara asked what characters he'd mimic, he replied, I believe I used to do Dominic Barber. Yeah, I know. I got it here, Rick. Thank you. Later, the ample and rotund attorney...
just as ample in mine. But I do believe that is funny enough that they did put... You know, I'm... what am I? The co-creator, raunchy... sheepish, the co-creator of Whip 'Em Out Wednesday, he gets ample, the ample attorney.
Later, the ample and rotund attorney accused Kumia of talking about Jennifer on there and said, you discussed not only your wife, but your wife's lawyer, correct? Barbara added, you made some fat jokes about him. And you said, yeah, you're fat, you effing loser.
I didn't say that. It says here, Kumia laughed. But the judge said he didn't have to answer.
But I've been with you a while, and I could read into, you know...
Me says, laughing?
Yeah, it says Kumia laughing. I know what you're laughing about. Kumia laughed, but the judge said he didn't have to answer.
Right.
The syndicated yapper...
the syndicated yapper.
Yapper. Said he first met Jennifer back in 1987, but they didn't start dating until 1989. They married 7 months later, but Kumia couldn't remember when.
again, with the goddamn date that I couldn't remember. What's up with that?
And there you have it, I believe.
There you go. All you need to know.
Well, there it is. It's right there in black and white.
And that's what you did on your winter vacation.
That's my vacation.
You dick.
The Russell Crowe of radio.
Get out of here.
Terry and Janine, what's going on today?
Hi, yeah, we'd like to do the 6 o'clock quiz.
Ah.
Yes.
In honor of Aunt, will both of you be doing it at the same time?
No, I can't do it. My friend can do it.
Two girls for every boy.
She was the greatest piece of ass I ever had, and I've heard them all over the world.
All right, so your friend could do it.
Yeah, I can't do it. My friend could do it.
All right, let's talk
to her.
Yeah, let's talk to her.
Okay, hold on. Here.
Okay.
Hello?
And
hello?
You must be Janine?
Yeah.
All right, and you could do the 6 o'clock queef?
Yep.
You know what we're looking for?
No, what?
You know what to do? You know what to do, right?
Yeah.
And are you ready to do it?
Yeah, when did I do it? Right now?
No, we got to play the theme song.
Of course.
Hold on a sec.
It's not a burp, it's not a fart, it's not too sweet, it's not too tart, it's 6 o'clock, it's time for a queef. Blow out the candles, make a wish, it's like a fart, but smells like fish, it's 6 o'clock, it's time for a queef. Undo your pants, let them drop to the floor, tense up and let yourself roar, queef.
Let's
not
do it.
All right now, Janine.
All right,
here we go.
You want more?
No.
It's not a burp, it's not a fart, it's not too sweet, it's not too tart, it's 6 o'clock, it's time for a queef. Blow out the candles, make a wish, it's like a fart, but smells like fish, it's 6 o'clock, it's time for a queef. Undo your pants, let them drop to the floor, tense up and let yourself roar, queef.
Very good. All right, we better take a break here, huh?
All righty.
And we'll start the show next. We got to talk about Celine Dion.
Celine.
You want to talk about allegations?
Yeah.
And Nixon. More stuff on the Nixon tapes.
Cue up a gay song. We'll talk about Nixon next.
Welcome to the bottomless pit of ignorance. Opie.
I feel like being an idiot.
Anthony.
I'm a retard.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Effing hilarious.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Want to thank Philly today. We're hearing good things from Philly. We're hearing we did a little more gooder than last month. More gooder. Still doing more gooder in Philly. That's the rumor anyway. The company doesn't really get the ratings anymore. So you kind of go, you have to go by hearsay. So thanks. And it's time to start the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah, at what's 6:15. Now, Opie, we can bask in other people's misery. Get back on track. And goof on other people's miserable lives and miserable marriages.
Every night in my dreams.
I did not know what Rene was up to. While we were undergoing fertility.
Wait, this song takes on a whole new meaning, man. I hope she doesn't see her husband in her dreams. Because she's not going to be liking what she's seeing. There's elevators involved and everything else.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go back. Sorry, Anthony.
Or Celine.
In my dreams,
thank you.
I see you.
It seems my husband, Rene. And please excuse me for all the times I use the word allegedly in this story, because I don't want to get sued again.
So, Celine's husband faces suit in Las Vegas sex charges. No. Well, two, just separately.
Wherever you are, and I don't know where you are or what you're doing, but it doesn't sound good.
Lawyer for Rene Angelil, husband and manager of Celine Dion, Canadian pop diva, strenuously denied yesterday that Angelil had fondled an ordained Baptist minister in a Las Vegas elevator 2 years ago and sexually assaulted her in her hotel room. The accusations come in a lawsuit filed by Yang Quang Chang Fang. Yang Quang Chang. Filed by Sidney Poitier, a Los Angeles resident and a minister of the Full Gospel World Church.
That sounds like one of those fake churches.
Dion's press office acknowledged yesterday that Abigail Angelil had made a confidential payment to Kwan to keep the charges from becoming public. Wherever you are. It seems Angelil saw a Post and News reporter in the courtroom and decided to pay Kwan. But said Angelil is now eager to fight the lawsuit.
You walk in the door.
Well, now those are allegations.
Allegedly.
I read this story over the weekend. It was a little more involved than a paragraph. Where the hell's the story on this? It got pretty good.
What were they saying in the story you read? This is the one
I
read. Didn't have much details.
It seems this was during the time where Celine
and Angelio. Rene. I thought his name was just Rene. What the, where does that come from? Rene Angelio. That's his last name? I thought it was Mr. Dion. It seems she was undergoing all that fertility treatment to have a child. And he was undergoing cancer treatment for his throat cancer. So she's undergoing all this fertility stuff to have a kid.
Right.
And he's walking around one of these hotels in Vegas. So he sees that he's walking around with a security guy, one of his guys. He sees this Asian chick at like one of the machines, slot machines or something. So he goes over to her and starts sparking up a little conversation and saying he wanted to give her tickets to a show.
Oh, good, good.
Tickets to a show.
Good move.
That's a good move.
Good move.
And she accepts the tickets and then heads for the elevator. Renee
follows.
Oh,
good, good.
Follows to the elevator. I guess they have some kind of conversation in the elevator. They get to the floor where the woman's room is. She at some point they pass through a lobby before this happened.
This is all allegedly, right?
Yeah, all allegedly.
Of course.
She passed through the hotel lobby. As she says now, she was looking for security. She couldn't find any. So she decided she'd ditch him by going to her room. So they get in the elevator together, go up, and he forced his way into the room as she was trying to get in and, you know, close the door behind her. And that's when he began fondling her. And then had some sort of sexual encounter with her.
Encounter
with her. No police were involved.
Right.
And, but the hotel security was told about this. And I guess they just, you know, conveniently forgot it. He wound up paying her some kind of, some money. Just to get it out of the way, I guess. And now that it's out, he's going to fight it. But what does it sound like to you? Chick that wants some cash, had some consensual sex with the guy, and now trying to get some money? Or did he go into the room and, you know, rape her? I feel so left out. I feel so dirty and so left out. This should not happen to a star like me. I will not let it. I'll show him.
Hello? Hello, is this Radio DJ Anthony? Do you have room in your bed for Celine Dion? My husband Rene has ditched me. I hear you have a giant Rockaway bed from Rockaway Bedding. And people just fall into it on a nightly basis. Would you accept me and my huge giant camel toe?
Spaces, two girls for every
No, that's another story.
Near, far, how many girls in the bed?
No.
Near, far, group sex, group sex.
Right. I cannot believe he did that to me. I guess Celine's going to have a press conference Wednesday.
I look so hot in my jumpsuit with my big camel toe. How could he go after an Asian girl? You know how they have squat little legs, flat asses, and no breasts. I look so much hotter. I hear, Renee, this is what I hear. He did it in the balloon knot. And the girl scurried to a fertility clinic and had her put it in the right place.
That's another story.
And it was that.
No, that's another story. That's Meg.
Oh.
That's Laura Korn's
it
Meg.
It was Laura Korn's apartment.
Yeah, no.
Not
no.
A hotel.
No, that's
she did the duck walk to the fertility.
That's another
holding.
Story.
Holding. That's what I hear. I'm suing Laura Korn. My fat attorney, Dominic Barber, will get me money.
Hey, Rob, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How you doing? Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
Hey, can Celine Dion disclose the details of the divorce? You know, if it's in character.
No comment. Celine has no comment. I have my own problems.
Thank you, Rob. Well, that's going to be an interesting press conference.
I can't wait to see the rest of that.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
Bill, what's going on?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
All right, Bill.
Did you ever see Fat Park this week?
I replied sheepishly before I snapped.
Did we see South Park, the Maury Povich episode?
It was funny, right?
Yeah, it seemed...
It was funny the first time I heard it on your show.
Yeah, whatever.
It seemed a little familiar, yeah.
That's two.
Whatever.
Pretty funny,
I'll
right?
do what I want.
It seemed a little familiar. They did a great job.
Yeah, very funny.
With the latest episode of South Park. Maury pretty much telling the deformed people on his show that they're special and stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sensing a theme, though, with their season.
Huh?
I'm sensing a theme with their season. That's two bits that they stole from you guys, basically.
What was the other one?
Yeah, you know, the tragedy one. Now you have to wait, you know, to make fun of the tragedy.
Oh, dude, yeah. We were the... you know what? We hate
well,
playing
yeah,
this game,
I'm not even going to go into it. But it's just, when you see some things that are familiar, I take it as a compliment. The whole Maury thing was really funny. They had Maury Povich on South Park, and they were trying, they noticed how Maury has his freak show, the Maury Povich freak show, which we've called it here many, many times. And they figured they'd get Butters to make believe he has a scrotum on his chin. So they used some kind of prosthetics to make it look that way with golf balls. To win a trip, because they noticed all the little freaks get a trip to somewhere or something fun to do. And when Butters was the only one that got the prize, Cartman decides he's going to go on, and he dressed like a girl, and it was an out-of-control teen show, and it was hysterical.
That
you get a chance to
hilarious,
say it.
Yeah.
But the one really funny part was the Progeria kid.
Yeah, the little kids, they look like they're little old men. I got the body of a 90-year-old. I'm 6 years old. I'm waiting for the Make-A-Wish Foundation to get back to me to take me to Disney, and they better get back within, 5 minutes, or I'm going to age another 10 years.
But you're a regular kid.
Yeah, a regular kid. Yeah. I enjoy doing regular things. Yeah, I play baseball, wear the hat slightly sideways, because people think it's cute. On my big, big bubba's head. My skull, thin as a rolling paper. You see right through it, a wet rolling paper.
So it was, yeah, I had a little familiar things on that show. A
little bit, a little bit.
Yeah.
Tom, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, boys? Welcome back.
All right.
Welcome back, multimillionaire Anthony.
Yeah.
Yo, did you hear about that kid, Steven?
Wait, this is the real story?
That was on Seattle MTV.
Steven was Seattle MTV, Real World, and He slapped the chick that was suffering from the Lyme disease.
Yeah, remember she was calling him a fag and he was swearing he wasn't?
Yeah. Irene.
Yeah.
Irene was the girl suffering from the Lyme disease. When she left the house and, Stephen.
So if you go to Smoking Gun, there's a picture of him on there. He was arrested for male prostitution. So listen in the night is that, man.
What, Mary?
That's all you guys want to know. It's funny as hell.
That was before. He got arrested this time because he took somebody's car and they found that he had priors for prostitution that he didn't show up to court for.
Nice.
All right, well, either way, it's still funny.
Yeah.
Don't let facts get in the way of a funny story.
All right, a star of MTV's Real World series was just busted in Los Angeles for swiping a car. And in a far more interesting criminal twist, has a separate arrest warrant pending for failing to appear in court to answer misdemeanor charges stemming from his arrest last year for, of all things, prostitution.
Oops.
Stephen Williams, 23, was arrested Tuesday morning and charged with taking a 1988 Toyota Camry without the owner's consent. Williams, who has pleaded not guilty to the auto count, is being held in lieu of bail at L.A.'s Men's Central Jail. According to the below sheriff's record, when LAPD cops arrested Williams, a cast member in the Real World series set in Seattle and a recent participant in MTV's Real World Road Rules Challenge, they discovered he was wanted for failing to make court appearances related to a January 2001 arrest on two misdemeanor counts. Jeez. According to the criminal complaint filed against Williams by the L.A. city attorney, he got popped for hustling in Hollywood, with police alleging that he entered a vehicle in furtherance of his solicitation bid.
Suck it!
The second misdemeanor rap charges Williams with loitering in a public place with the intent to commit prostitution. According to MTV's website, Williams works as a talent booker and on-air talent for Hotshow.com, an internet radio audio site. But the defunct site's owner, David Blah Blah, Blah Blah Blah, Blah
Howdy.
Blah Blah.
Faggot.
And then they say he was the one that struck Irene during the show.
Yes.
Wow, look at that.
Bitch slapped her.
Look at that. Lots of scandal.
Scandal in all the papers, Opie. Boy, you know, until some of your, newspaper prints any of your sexual scandal, Opie, you know, it's a little odd. I felt like a you know, Joey Buttafuoco.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Well, you get this whole thing where you're like, oh, you know, first I get this call.
Dan, it's Joe, man.
My brother.
Dan, pick up the phone. You there? All right, just calling. You know, saw the tape. give me a call. Yeah. Dick.
So I'm not taking that one.
Dude, I left a familiar one very similar.
Oh, I know.
Hi, Anthony. It's Mom. Hi, how are you? Well, give me a call. Saying hi. Give me a call. Right now, I'm just going to take some morphine and drink until I get this horrific image out of my head that was put there by the newspaper. Horrific image that will not ever go away.
She didn't say that's my boy.
You get those, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
I think I got one from Keith, too.
Keith the cop?
Hey, Keith the cop. You're in the paper.
You're in the paper.
I don't know if you saw it or no.
Gee, Columbo, that's a good one. You're a cop. You know, I just want to say, you know, it's hard because you put yourself out there and, you know, people don't know you're a person. I don't know. What should I do?
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
All right.
We better take a break and play What Do We Learn Next. It's that time, believe it or not.
All right.
An interesting day, and we'll go to the phones next.
The Opie and Anthony FU line is there for you when life sucks.
Sucks to be me.
Call anytime, 212-830-3785.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Check it out, the Opie and Anthony Show. It's time to play What Did We Learn? Mike, what's going on today?
Yeah, I learned it takes 3 hours and 5 minutes to read 2 paragraphs.
Very good, bro.
Later, sea teasers.
All right, let's go to Jason. Jason, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned a bit. To Jerry, your kid always funny, no matter where he is.
Yep.
And you don't have to have $100 million to get 2 women into bed.
Jesus. Dennis, what did you learn today?
Yeah, I learned that a black girl doesn't know his black history.
Yeah, he didn't really know much about that.
No, he doesn't.
He's celebrating. I haven't seen him all day. I think he's celebrating the Oscars last night.
Halle Berry's win.
Yeah, he's got a bucket of fried
chicken.
And
Denzel. All right, thank you, Dennis. Uncle John, always good for one. What's up?
Hey, guys. Actually, I got about 4 today.
All right.
I learned that Dominic Barbara is ample.
Ample attorney.
I learned that there was no skipping.
Right.
I learned that something with swallowing happens in March. And the last thing is, now that it's baseball season, I learned Anthony might be interested in a doubleheader.
Oh, my God. Very funny. You're wacky.
Let's go to Melon. Melon, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I learned that today's queef ended with, do you want more?
Yeah, a little different answer there.
Very good.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's go to Pete. Pete, what did you learn today?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I learned Anthony's the only guy smart enough to deny a threesome. And now I learned he's eligible for Lady Di.
Don't insult me.
The Lewis, what's up?
Hey, dudes, I learned a very important thing.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys are making a comeback. Two girls for
every... Oh, boy. Lewis?
Watch out.
Lewis?
Yeah?
It's Jan and Dean, Lewis.
Oh, crap.
Suck it.
Oh, crap.
Two girls for every boy.
I mean, you can understand how you might think... The Beach Boys, but that's Jan and Dean.
All right, who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, who is this?
This is the Lord of the Little People.
Lord of the Little People, what's going on?
Nothing, I like your show.
What the hell is that voice?
I like your show.
Are you trying to become a new character on the Opie and Anthony show?
No.
No?
I just like your show.
Yeah, what's with the wacky voice?
This is my normal voice.
I don't think so.
Unfortunately, it is.
How old are you?
27.
And you're a girl, right?
No.
You're not. This is not your real voice.
I promise it is.
Talk as deep as you can.
Okay.
Sound like butters.
And where are you from there?
Cleveland.
Cleveland? And how tall are you?
4'7", sir.
You're not 4'7".
Okay, 4'6".
I'm not buying this.
No, we think you're fake.
Yeah.
How can I prove myself?
Send a picture.
Okay.
With Opie and Anthony in the picture.
Okay.
So you just don't go on the internet and find a little person.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, Lord of the Little People.
Yep.
All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah. Wait, what?
Hey, this just in. Haywood from Yonkers. I learned Lewis still not funny.
Man.
Poor Lewis. Bill, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I learned a couple things today.
All
right. First, it's either a stack of two or three. And I also learned that the menage a trois was just the tip of the iceberg that made Anthony settle out of court.
Where did you learn that?
Well, innuendo.
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 Yeah, well, you know.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Was any innuendo there? Was spelt out.
Well, lots of them coming off the instant feedback today, Anthony. Did we even explain where you could go to the instant feedback? I don't think we've ever explained it to the new markets.
I don't think so.
The new cities. Go to opieandanthony.com.
Opieandanthony.com.
Stones fan from New Hampshire. I learned on the ONA show today it took almost as long to get Anne's divorce details as it did for a black woman to win the Best Actress Oscar. A newspaper photographer caught Anthony with part of his peacock showing. Three people is a menage a trois, four or more is group sex.
Yes, we did learn that.
And finally, being on the kiss cam at an Islander game is never cool.
Priceless.
Al Mack from Clifton. Today I learned that Town Hall still isn't sold out.
Yeah, buy those tickets, man.
Yes, enough. Jim Norton's going to be on Colin Quinn's show tonight, and he's going to be at Town Hall April 18th.
Right.
John from Port Washington. I learned today that Opie and Anthony are worth more than some countries. Sheep lover. I learned today sheepishly is a real word.
Sheepishly.
He also learned Opie's worth $30 million more because his name is first.
That's a crock of crap.
Man, dude.
That's a crock of crap.
All I'm saying is... I'll say one thing. We tried it. We tried the Anthony and Opie, but it didn't flow as good as the other way.
That's... No, I'm just going to say one thing.
Oh,
and
go.
This is the only thing I'll disclose from those closed settlement
things. Saucy. Oh, get your pens out.
Sussy.
Here it is.
Sorry.
This is the only thing I will disclose.
Go ahead.
At one point, the judge turns to me, like grabbed my hand and went, prenup. The judge grabbed my hand, looked right at me, shook my hand a little, went, prenup. And I was like, I was a tin knocker. What the hell did I want? I better protect my $28,000. Woo-hoo! Look out! Mine! You know, but I would say that now to anybody. Prenup. I don't care if it's Opie I'm talking to or anybody. Frenchie.
Yeah, I'll
see,
get it.
I'll even tell Frenchie, and I don't even care about Frenchie.
Thanks.
Prenup.
Italiano. You deserve it.
What an idiot.
That's what you get when you try to knock down some teens over there. Suck it.
He's got the catchphrase.
Look at him go.
All right. You want to be mad at him, but he went after Dominic for you. So.
I know he did.
All right, good job.
Thank you. Let me
how do you spell nup?
Prenup. I don't know. Get a lawyer to figure out how to spell it.
Nup. Nup?
Nup. Nup. You're 130 mil, Opie.
Oh, that's me.
130 million.
That's me. Look at it.
Dan, what's up?
I learned a couple of things today.
Yeah.
I learned the price of freedom is about $50 million. I also learned that divorce court will give you Alzheimer's. I can't remember anything. I remember eating 18. If you eat around, it ain't considered sex. Talk to you later, guys.
Thank you. Al Mack from Clifton, I learned that Halle Berry's mom is whiter than Sidney Poitier's wife.
Sidney Poitier.
Poitier.
Sidney Poitier.
Sheep lover also learned 100 million each means you know how far to take it.
Bobby from Queens, I learned Lisa, the sales girl's working on her Anthony impression.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard.
Sheep lover also learned all the white in Halle Berry is what helped her win the Oscar last night.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve from the gate in Jersey, and couldn't remember his wedding anniversary, but he knows when the effing swallows come back to Capistrano.
It was a very big thing.
All right, let's go to Aaron. Aaron, what's up?
Hey, what's up? You just took my line.
Oh, really?
Did we? I'm sorry.
It was the Capistranos thing, March 19th.
Ah, March 19th, Swallows right. Day.
Later, guys.
Sorry about that, bro.
No problem.
All right.
It was a very big day back in when I was a kid, during the Dreamweaver days, when I had my horse.
Anthony.
Yo, Jorge, what's up?
Hey.
Yo, I learned that we shouldn't commend Anthony for having a threesome. We should commend Anthony for having a threesome while working as an air conditioner repairman. Yo, Opie.
Hey, that was Colin Quinn.
Yeah, go ahead, Ant.
Oh! You got so smoked on that. You got so smoked.
Jim Norton would be proud today.
Bastard.
Let's go to Isaac. Isaac, what's going on?
God damn, I can't believe you just got called on that. I saw that one coming a mile away.
A little slow today.
I learned you don't have to make $100 million in radio to know you don't give your best bit up at the beginning.
But we gave you guys some good bits in the beginning.
Come on, the Halle Berry stuff, very funny.
Top shelf,
top notch.
I felt like a bass on a line getting jerked through the water all day.
You know what the difference is, though, Isaac? We admit it on this show. We told you guys a long time ago, 520, 520, 520.
Right.
But 520 could mean anything, anytime after 5.
MJ, why not Yemen? Peace out.
Why not?
All the other ones will come up with the face. Oh, real? Oh, look.
Oh. Oh.
We tell you. We know.
It did come across our thought process to wait till tomorrow.
No. That would have really been bad.
We didn't discuss that?
Yeah.
All right.
What do we got here, Ben, to end the show?
For all cities, some CDs.
Oh, cool. How many?
10.
Hey, Raw's going to be really good tonight, too. They're doing some kind of a draft thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be watching Colin Quinn, so.
Right. I want to see that.
Colin Quinn on NBC tonight, 9:30, Jim Brewer. A lot of the guys you know and love from the show are going to be on tonight.
I hope they
Brewer,
pick it
Colin
up.
Quinn, obviously. Jim Norton. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming Patrice will be back.
Yep.
We've had Keith on. Not really, though. He's kind of, we got to have him really on soon.
Yes.
But we had him on when we went down to Philly. He was on in the background and other guys that you know and love. So check it out. Winner receives, win it before you can buy a copy of WWF's Forcible Entry. CD contains all new WWF Superstar themes and is available at all Sam Goody locations starting tomorrow. We have a bunch of these to give away right now as we end the show. Anyone can win, so just give us a call. It doesn't matter where you're calling from, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, thank you. We'll talk about Nixon tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's something we teased a little bit.
And the faggots.
And the figs.
His take on the homos. I love it. I read this story and laughed my ass off.
Now, is that a 520 bit?
520.
I'm thinking...
That's when Tricky Dick talks about the faggot Homer.
I'm thinking either that or go right at 3.
Uh-huh.
Replay it at 520. Less stuff you and I have to worry about.
Oh, God, we'll get assassinated.
Whole new audience listening at 520 that wasn't listening at 3. Another radio trick, my friend.
Right now, I'm fighting for the audience. I'm saying no.
Okay. Wait till tomorrow. We'll see what we got on the plate.
Homo.